we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show,
We're a Little Behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to historic Tiger Field on a Sunday night. 2-1 our score in the bottom of the fourth inning as Mondo Rodriguez takes the first pitch, called strike, 0-1. The next pitch he fouls straight back. That was pitch number 40 for Brown, the starter for the Stars. 0-2. Rodriguez grounded out the third and the second. He led off that second inning. It'll be Rodriguez, Murphy, and Meinhofer. 0-2, change up. This is again hit foul back and out of play. I had my way out in front. Still 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. And that is strike three to Rodriguez, so he goes down swinging. And that'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy, it will step up with the bases empty and one out. Struck out in the second inning. He's 0-1. Right-handed hitter. Murphy takes first pitch outside, 1-0. 45s have been hot of late, especially their pitchers have been very good. 1-0, a couple shutouts in this series. This is up high, 2-0. Last night and Friday night, 5-0 and 6-0 wins, respectively. Gotta love that. Two balls, no strikes. This pitch is a called strike at the belt, inside corner, 2-1. Outfield pretty much playing every hitter to pull, so when lefties and righties come up, they switch way across. Murphy fouls this pitch straight back, 2-2. Center fielder Elder is the one who has to do most of the movement. The on-deck batter, Meinhofer, has to go pick up that foul ball. 2-2. Brown winds and throws on 2-2. This is popped up shallow in the center field. Grant going out. He will make the catch. Two down. That'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer launched one down the left field line and left the yard in the second inning for a home run. It was his first of the year, so he's 1-for-1 so far tonight. Meinhofer, the right-handed hitter. See if he can try to do something similar in this second at-bat. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Meinhofer takes called strike. It's 0-1. Check that, 1-1. Base is empty, two down. This will be number 50 from Brown on the pitch count. That pitch is a called strike. Back-to-back looking strikes for Meinhofer. Brown has been working well. This 1-2 is lined on the first base line, but foul. Still 1-2. Just missed extra bases by about a foot. Two to one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. This is hit on the ground to second. Grant has got it. The quick throw to first, and that will end the inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Kirk Brown. We'll head to the fifth. It's 2-1. The Colt 45 is in the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here in the fifth inning is the new batter is Jacob Cobb against Andres Lara. 2-1, the 45 is the lead as the second pitch of the at-bat is up high 2-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. This has been both pitching staffs, I should say, because the 45s have had a couple pitchers. This is a check swing. Called a strike, 2-1. Duarte threw the first three innings, gave up just one run. Lara has come out of the pen and got a 1-2-3 inning last half inning, and all three pitchers in this game have been getting the ball and quickly getting back on the mound. This 2-1 is up high, 3-1. And we've also only had one walk so far. So 3-1. Base is empty. Nobody out. This is hit on a line over the top of the shortstop. Meinhoffer's head into left field, a base hit. Another backspin single. Cobb with his first hit of the night. He's 1-for-2, and that'll bring up Jackson Elder. Elder. Is 1-for-1 tonight. He also scored a run. First pitch is up and in. 1-0. This is chopped slowly towards first. Who is right at Ciancio? He's going to go the short way to second for one. Back to first. In time. The unconventional double play, and there's two down. Very nicely done. 3-6-1. Very, very quickly turned over at short by Mickey Meinhoffer. There's two down now for Brooks Dyer. Dyer's 0-for-2 tonight. Grounded back to the pitcher and has flown out to center. He's 0-for-2. 20th pitch coming up from Lara as the first pitch breaking ball just off the plate. The 1-0 is a called strike, 1-1. 1-1 pitch is chopped foul, third base side, 1-2. So Lara, a pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning. Didn't give up a hit, but quickly got a ground ball double play. 1-2. Lara throws, fouled back off the screen as it just barely stays in play. Base is empty, 2 down. 8-9-1 in the bottom of the fifth coming up. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, chopped towards third, again foul. This goes near the Colt 45's dugout. A 1-2. This pitch is popped up in the infield. Meinhofer quickly calls everybody off. Right near his man spot, he will make the catch, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 fifth inning. We head to the bottom half. 2-1, Colt 45 to the lead on KCNR 1460.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal taste on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Noah Dobbin leads off here in the bottom of the fifth. He takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Dobbin singled to left in his first at-bat. He's 1-for-1. And this ball is ripped down the right field line and into right center. That's going to bounce off the wall. That ball was crushed. Dobbin around second now. He's going to try for third. The throw to the third is not in time. So a leadoff triple for Noah Dobbin, and after a couple of quiet innings, a huge swing of the bat there from Dobbin gets this crowd on their feet as that ball was just crushed. It is only the 10th double for the entire 45s club on the year, and so that'll bring up Logan Gomes. Dobbin coming into this that at bat was 2-for-10. That's his first extra base hit of the year. Logan Gomes, this is hit in the shallow center. That's going to fall in, a base hit. Wasn't hit hard, but it gets the job done. And back-to-back singles, or hits, I should say, in the bottom of the fifth inning. And it's 3-1. Colt 45's extending their lead. And that'll bring out the top of the order in J.J. Reeves. Reeves is 0-for-2. He's grounded out and reached on a fielder's choice. Left-handed hitter stepping in. 45's looking for some more runs here in the fifth inning. First pitch is a called strike. This pitch is, as the runner's on the move, is hit foul. 0-2. Reeves takes fastball inside, 1-2, looking for his first hit tonight. Two hits here in the inning, three runs, five hits in air, and two runners left on base for the Colt 45s. For Northwest, one run, five hits in air, and three runners left on base. Brown comes set, a peek back to first, throws on 1-2, just off the outside part of the plate, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming up. Brown set, now throws. This is hit foul, backing out of play. Still 2-2. The sixth pitch of the at-bat is coming up. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Two two is up high. 3-2. So big pitch up and coming here. This 3-2 again is fouled back. So we'll do it again. This is hit on a line down the left field line. Just foul. So now it'll be the eighth pitch coming up. Still nobody out. A leadoff triple and then a single to score Dobbin. 3-1 our score. Gome still at first. Three, two pitch popped up foul and this is going to get out of play. Still 3-2. The ninth pitch of the at bat coming up. Three, two, the runner's on the move. It is outside ball four. Good at-bat from J.J. Reeves, fouling off a couple tough pitches there. And that will bring up Eric Carlson. Carlson grounded out the third in his last at-bat. He doubled on the left field line in the first inning and came around to score the game's first run. And now we're going to have a mound visit here from the pitching coach. So we'll take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Want to note to Eric Carlson as this pitch is fouled back, 1-1. Brown staying out there to face Carlson. Carlson with the first pitch squared around a bunt and pulled it back. Brown up at 66 pitches now. As Cobb's going to go out and have a chat there. Actually, Cobb quickly runs back. One ball, one strike to Eric Carlson. Still nobody out. One run, Arteome here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 3-1. The Colt 45s with the lead. Gomes at second. Reeves at first. Corners coming in. This is a breaking ball hit towards third. Foul on the ground. 1-2. Infield double play depth. One ball, two strikes. Kirk Brown trying to roll a double play ball here. The pitch down low. Fastball 2-2. Dyer and Grant pinched up the middle. Both holding on Gomes closely, who can run well. Two balls, two strikes. This is hit out to left. On a line, Doyle doesn't have to move at all. He makes the catch. And that's the first out. Everybody stops at their current bag. Gomes will stay at second. Reeves at first. One out. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio. Ciancio is 0 for 1. He had a sacrifice fly in the first inning and popped out to second in foul territory in the third. Good opportunity for the Colt 45s to get some insurance runs here in the fifth. Get some more, I should say. They've already gotten one. Two hits in the inning and a walk. One ground ball can get Brown out of the inning. The first pitch to Ciancio is inside, 1-0. That was the 70th pitch from Brown. He's thrown 49 strikes and 21 balls. He's been over the plate a lot. He's only walked two batters. Check that, just one batter. One ball, no strikes. This ball is ripped to left center. Doyle going back. That ball is up the net and gone. A three-run home run from Mike Ciancio on a line. It's 6-1. A 1-0 pitch at the knees, and he went down to get it and launches this one in to the net. Ciancio with his first home run of the year, his 11th RBI, estimated distance 370 on that home run. Again, just his first of the year.
Number 30.
And that'll bring up Max Werner. Werner struck out twice in this game. One out, nobody on. Four runs home here in the inning. 6-1. First pitch to Werner is in tight, 1-0. That was a big swing of the bat from Ciancio on a pitch down, and he got every bit of it. 1-0 pitch. This is chopped towards third. Foul. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Following the three-run home run, the pitch. That is an off-speed breaking ball over for a strike up in the zone, and it's 1-2. This wrapping up a four-game series, then back here on, I believe, Wednesday, July 11th. Breaking ball, swung and missed, and Werner goes down with a K for the third time tonight, and now is the hat trick is out. And not in the good way for Max Werner, who's 0 for 3 with 3 Ks. And that'll bring up Mondo Rodriguez. Two down, base is empty. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 so far. He struck out and grounded out. 45s will begin a two-game series on Wednesday. And then against NBO Baseball, and then on Friday, another three-game series. First pitch to Rodriguez is down low for a ball, 1-0. Against a three-game series will begin Friday through Sunday against the Sierra Wolves. And we'll be on the road for five straight games in Arcata in the Humboldt area. Pitches inside, 2-0. Rodriguez looking for his first hit of the night. 6-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brown working from the wind up with the bases empty. The bullpen was working earlier. Now it is not. 2-0 is a called strike. The top of the zone. In the outside corner, 2-1. Two-one pitch. That one's just off the plate. Away from the right-handed batting Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the year, 143 for 21. He takes outside ball four. So he'll be on a two-out walk. And that'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy is 0 for 2 tonight. He struck out and popped out. A leadoff triple in the inning from Noah Dobman, then a single from Gomes, a walk, and then a three-run home run from Ciancio, bringing in four runs as Murphy takes first pitch down low, 1-0. 6-1 our score here in the fifth. Rodriguez on at first, two down. Brown with a quick look. And this pitch is down low as Rodriguez started to go and stopped. 2-0. Kirk Brown up above 80 pitches now. Rodriguez with a good lead at first. 2-0. This pitch is a called strike at the very bottom of the zone at the knees. 2-1. Two out, one on. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back off the screen. 2-2. That was an off-speed pitch. It was out in front of. Two balls, two strikes. Brown trying to get through this fifth inning. Six hits, six runs for the Colt 45s in this one. Just two runners left on base. 2-2, breaking ball. Hit on the ground to short. Dyer to his left. He's got on the backhand. Throw across the diamond to first. It's in time as the first baseman Driscoll picked it out of the dirt. And a very nice play all the way around. And that will end the inning. Four runs come across. Three of which on a home run from Mike Ciancio. A shot to left center. Extending the lead to 6-1 as we head to the sixth inning here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kane Brock leads off here in the sixth inning. It's 6-1. The Colt 45 is the lead as he takes first pitch for a strike. Second pitch is a breaking ball down low, 1-1. Brock is 0 for 2 so far. Both bullpens empty here in the sixth inning. I imagine they'll try to stretch out Andres Lara as long as they can. This 1-1 is high, 2-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Base is empty here leading off the sixth. This is on the inside corner for a strike, 2-2. Brock, Grant, and Driscoll, the 2-3-4 hitters in the start. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This is hit on the line into shallow right field. Murphy coming in. It's going to land in front of him into right field. The base hit off the crack of the bat. It sounded like it was hit well. I think it was hit off the end. Landed just in the outfield for a leadoff single. That'll bring up Brad Grant. Last inning, the Stars also began the inning with a leadoff single, and it was quickly released on a 3-6-1 double play. Grant is 1-for-2. He's flown out to right and singled to center. That single scored the game's only run for the Stars. First pitch breaking ball is up high, 1-0. Infield will shift into double play depth. Four runs in that bottom of the fifth. 45 scored once in the first and the second. Stars scored all the way back in the third inning. 1-0, Lara. Time is called here. Lara started to throw and then had to stop as time was called. Typically, that is a balk. I'm shocked there it's not. This pitch is fouled back off the screen. It was up in the zone. Grant went after it and just got a piece. 1-1. Typically, in those situations, you want to throw the ball regardless. 1-1. Popped up, foul, and yanks this one out of play. 1-2. If you throw, then you avoid the chance of, if you don't throw, being called for a balk. A late time call. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. This is in the dirt. Nice shot by Gomes sliding over to make the play on the breaking ball. That evens the count at 2-2. So, again, the 45s will get a couple days off following tonight's game. Off Monday, Tuesday, back at it for the first of five straight days here at Tiger Field. 2-2 pitch. Just got a piece again. Back off the screen. Two-game series followed by a three-game series, and then on the road near the end of July. After tonight's game, just 10 home games left. 2-2 pitch. This is hit on the ground slowly to second. Rodriguez charges, only plays to first, and it just gets Grant by a step, and that's the first out. Rodriguez with a nice play as Brock, the runner, advances to second for one out. That'll bring up Ryan Driscoll. Driscoll has doubled and reached on the fielder's choice. He's 1-for-2. Left-handed hitter. First time he is facing Andres Lara tonight. One out, one on. Stars going to want to try and start closing in on the gap. And doing so here in the sixth inning might be hugely beneficial for them as the first pitch is foul tipped into the catcher's glove for a strike, 0-1. Fastball, as he took a big cut at it and just tipped it. No balls, one strike. Brock at second. Pitch is right there in the bottom half of the zone, and it's 0-2. Called strike, and Lara ahead in the count now. Reeves playing Driscoll to go the other way, left center a little bit. As now Lara steps off, Brock heads back to second base, not paying a whole lot of attention to the runner. Comes set the belt, throws, breaking ball, that gets him in the back. So, the 0-2 pitch on a slider, it ran in. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Torin Bowden. Brockett stills at second. Now Driscoll at first with one out. This puts on a double play possibility, but on 0-2, just looked like a pitch that ran away. And this pitch is lifted down the right field line. Murphy going over. It's going to fall in front of him, a base hit. Murphy now mishandles it. The runners will only advance one base as they were both sure that ball might be caught. So now, after the single, the bases will be loaded with one out and Kramer coming to the plate. Another left-handed hitter. He's 0-for-1, and he's walked. Infield back, trying to get a double play to get out of this inning. Lara and Gomes not on the same page here on what to throw here to begin this at-bat. He steps off. Now Lara does throw, and it's a cold strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Now fly ball down the right field line. It looked like it was going to hold up for Murphy. However, he was playing a little over towards right center. 0-1 is a breaking ball. Swan, I missed. 0-2. Strikeout is just as good as a ground out into a double play here. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. This is just foul tipped. It'll remain 0-2. Brock reached on a single. Driscoll was hit by a pitch and Bowden on a single. Bases loaded and one out here in the top of the sixth inning. 0-2 is popped foul, back and out of play. Still 0-2, already four pitches, a couple of them fouled back. Still 0-2. Are up at 45 pitches here on this next one. 0-2, this pitch dropped on the ground to second. Rodriguez to second for one, and the throw back to first will be in time. Double play. Another time the 45s have had them loaded and getting a double play to get out of the inning. No runs come across as we come to the bottom of the sixth inning. The 45s coming up leading by five. It's 6-1 here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Couple changes here in this game as the new catcher will be number 13, Luke Farah, and a new pitcher. We're trying to figure out who that is. And it is Torin Bowden. So Bowden will be, who was a designated hitter, will now pitch. Against Mickey Meinhofer and then Noah Dobbin and Gomes, the 7-8-9 hitters in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 6-1 our score. Five innings, Kirk Brown goes. He gives up six runs. One of those was unearned. So Meinhofer steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a home run and a ground out. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher, Bowden. The first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Five runners left on base for the Stars in this game as they have had bases loaded double play balls to end the inning twice. 1-0, swing and a miss as he blew that by him, 1-1. Stars have grounded into three double plays in this game. Again, two of them with the bases loaded. One ball, one strike from Bowden. This is up high as they go loose. Out of reach of the catcher, Farah, to the backstop, 2-1. Meinhofer, Dobbin, and Gomes Meinhofer hit his first home run of the year in the second inning, hitting 235 as this is fouled back off the screen. He went down to his shoe tops, try to get that fastball 2-2. Meinhofer, that was his first extra base hit. He did not have a double or a triple or a home run until that second inning blast. Two home runs in this game for the 45s. Mike Cianci, who had a three-run home run in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Called. Strike three on the fastball in the outside half. And that is the first out in the sixth. That'll bring up Noah Dobin. Dobin is 2-for-2 this evening. He singled the left and tripled the right center. Logan Gomes is on deck. Dobin scored after tripling in the fifth. Began that four-run rally. Base is empty, one out. Righty on lefty. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. That looked to be away from the left-hander. 0-1. The ball's one strike. The pitch, that's up high and away. An easy take there for Noah Dobin. 1-1. 45 is getting a lot of their, wouldn't say bench players, but a lot of their pitchers action today, including Dobin and Reeves. Both guys very capable position players. This is outside 2-1. I mean, clearly Reeves is over 2 with a walk, but it's had two nice at-bats. Dobbin's 2-for-2. As he struck one well to right center that bounced off the foot of the wall out near the 370 sign. 2-1. That's just high, 3-1. Dobin is 4-for-11 now in his fourth game offensively. Does not have an RBI. Three balls and a strike. This is lifted into second. Grant, right at his position, will make the catch. And that's the second out, and that'll bring up Logan Gomes. Gomes is 1-for-2 with an RBI. He also reached on an error in the second. He brought in Dobin, who tripled, and then came in to score himself off the three-run home run from Ciancio. Ciancio has four RBIs in this game. First pitch to Gomes is swung and a miss. As it was up in the zone. He went after it, chased. It's 0-1. So here at this point of the game, the 45s have either scored a run or they've gone in order. 0-1. That's up high. Same spot. This time it's taken. 1-1. Top of the order is on deck. Coming up in the seventh, it'll be Doyle, Farah, and then elderly 7-8-9 hitters as Farah will get his first at-bat after replacing Cobb, the starting catcher. Gomes now fouls this one back off the screen. Another fastball, and it's 1-2. .45 scored a run in the first. Another in the second, and then in the third and the fourth went in order and exploded for a four-run fifth inning. The 1-2 from Bowden. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. The third 1-2-3 inning the Colt 45s have had offensively. However, they still lead 6-1 as we head to the seventh on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field. You're in the top of the seventh inning. 6-1, the 45's the lead. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. The stars coming up. It's Doyle, Farah, and then Elder. Carson Doyle tonight is 1-for-2. He singled to center and flew out to right. Andres Lara back out again as the Colt 45's bullpen will get active here in the seventh. The first pitch is in the dirt, 1-0. As it looks like, the bullpen will get active as well for the Stars. This 1-0 is hit towards third, but foul softly. 1-1. The Stars have out-hit the 45s tonight. However, as here's the 1-1. This is check swing, hit foul, third base side, 1-2. However, the 45s have had more extra base power, two home runs. They've had a triple and a double. Just one extra base hit for the Stars, and they've left the bases loaded. I should say they've grounded into double plays with the bases loaded twice. This 1-2, just high. 2-2 with a fastball. He started to go around and stopped. Lara's coming up on 50 pitches. Remember, through three innings on Thursday. This next pitch will be the half a century mark. 2-2 goes down and fouls this one back and out of play. Followed by Luke Farah this evening, the catcher, replaced Jacob Cobb defensively in the fifth. 2-2 is up high, 3-2 as Lara did not have good footing when he landed that left foot as he came around to throw that pitch. He was off balance, nearly fell down as he has a smile getting back to the mound. 3-2. Here leading off the top of the seventh, 6-1, Colt 45's with the lead. 3-2, down low, ball 4. So leadoff walk in the third consecutive inning where the Stars have a leadoff runner on. And that'll bring up Luke Farah. Just a total of 4 walks in this game combined. On Thursday's game, we had a combined 25 walks. So you can imagine the difference here. Farah came in a pinch hit roll last night. It's 0-for-1. As he chops this one foul off the end of the bat, 0-1. And was 0-for-3 on Friday. So 0-for-4 in the series so far. Lara, who came into this game with a 1.5 ERA, still has not given up a run. Now in his fourth inning of work, 0-1 pitch. This is hit well out to left. Uh-oh, did I jinx it? Dobbin going back. That ball is gone. And immediately after I say Lara's trying to lower the ERA, he gives up a 2-run home run on a line out to left center, and it's 6-3. So that is Farah's first hit of the series. This one in a pinch hit situation. Estimated distance at 360. 6-3. That'll bring up Jackson Elder. Elder swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Elder is singled to right and grounded into a double play. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored. Fouls this one back. And it's 0-2. First home run of the series for the Stars. Remember, they were shut out last night and Friday night, scored 7 runs on Thursday. This is chopped on the ground to second. 2 hops to Rodriguez. He's got it. The throw to first is in plenty of time for the first out. That'll bring up Brooks Dyer. Dyer's 0 for 3 tonight. He's grounded out, flied out, and popped out. Base is empty, one down, right-handed hitter. Trying to say who that is down in the bullpen. This is hit sharply to left. Dobbin going back. It's just over his glove. It bounces off the wall. Dyer will be into second as this ball rolls all the way back near the infield as Meinhofer goes out to get it, and it's a one-out double. Ball was hit well. Because of those bricks, it ricocheted hard off the bricks and came probably 100 feet in towards the infield. So Dyer's on at second with a one-out double, and that'll bring up Kane Brock. Brock's 1 for 3 so far. He's lined out, struck out, and singled. 2 runs home already in the 7th. Lane Pritchard is getting ready in the Colt 45's bullpen. One out, one on. The first pitch is a called strike. Fastball in the lower half of the zone at the outside black, 0-1. Head here could score a run and make this a 2-run game. Breaking ball is tapped foul, 0-2. Tying run is on deck if Brock would reach here in a 6-3 game in the top of the 7th. No balls, 2 strikes. Pitch down low, 1-2. That one looked to be right just below the knees. Gomes, who probably could have at least tried to frame that pitch, he kind of gave up on it early. A ball and 2 strikes. Spins and throws back to second. Dyer is out. Wow. And he's been picked off. A nice pickoff play there for Meinhofer going back and tagging out the runner as Lawrence spun around. I don't think I've seen a pickoff all year. So now there's 2 down. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Lara back in the windup. Throws. This 1-2 is up high. 2-2. A leadoff walk and then a home run here in the 7th. Off the bat of Luke Farrow on a pinch hit roll. 2 outs, the 2-2 pitch. Bring him up, strike 3. And that will end the inning. A couple runs for the Stars. They are closing the gap. It's 6-3. It's 7th inning stretch time here at the ballpark. Colt 45 is coming up here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows
allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back here in the bottom of the seventh inning. J.J. Reeves leading off for the Colt 45s. 6-3 our score as the 1-0 pitch to Reeves is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Reeves tonight is 0-2 with a walk and a run. He's grounded out and reached on a fielder's choice. One is down low, 2-1. Reeves, Carlson, and Ciancio here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1. Called strike on the outside half. 2-2. Left-handed hitter against Bowden in his second inning. Lane Pritchard still getting ready down there. He might go the eighth and the ninth. This 2-2 is just high. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch fouled off the catcher. 3-2. It remains. Six runs, six hits for the Colt 45s. For the Stars, three runs on nine hits. They haven't really been able to come up with the clutch hits with runners in scoring position. Three balls, two strikes to J.J. Reeves. Who was Game 2 starter as he swings and misses strike 3. That's the first out in the 7th inning. That is the 8th strikeout total for Stars pitchers. 5 had from Kirk Brown and already 3 from Torin Bowden as he's only recorded 4 outs, 3 of them via strikeouts. 1 strikeout for Daniel Duarte, the starter for the Colt 45s, and 4 in 4 innings, 2 strikeouts for Andres Lara. First pitch to Eric Carlson is a called. Looked like that was a called strike, but it might have been just inside. Carlson, 1-for-3 so far. He's doubled and scored. He's also grounded out and flew out. He takes outside. 2-0. Mike Ciancio, who had a 3-run home run earlier and a sac fly, is on deck. He's got 4 RBIs tonight, 1-for-2. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Carlson. He swings and misses, 2-1. Next pitch from Bowden will be his 25th after his outing began in the 6th inning. Was the designated hitter when he began the game. 2-1 pitch. Outside and a little bit low, 3-1. Easy take there. Carlson as the leading hitter for the Colt 45s. He typically hits fifth, although tonight moving up into the second spot. 349 in his 21st appearance. 31 hits and 89 at-bats. 3-1 is swung on a miss, and now it's full 3-2. Carlson with gap-to-gap power. He's yet to leave the yard on the year with 11 RBIs. He's scored 20 runs. He's been walked 12 times and hit by a pitch twice. A couple stolen bags as well. 3-2 pitch. Hit foul back off into the parking lot. Off the fist. Still 3-2. So back-to-back at-bats to go full here to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. Strikeout on the first at-bat. Let's see what happens here. It's Bowden working from the stretch. 3-2. Lifted out to shallow center field. Elder now coming in as he thought he had it. It's going to be off the glove of Doyle. Carlson's going to head to third, so he will reach on an error, and that is a very strange play. Off the crack of the bat, the center fielder, Jackson Elder, called it immediately, but I don't think he realized how shallow it was hit as Dyer, the shortstop, was hitting out. Then, out and left, Carson Doyle was racing in. He's the one who got there first, and it went off the heel of his glove, so an error by Doyle. So Ciancio will step in. A three-base error, and that'll bring up the man who's had most of the RBIs tonight. Infield's going to come in here. In just a three-run game, 1-0. Ciancio pops this one up. It is going to get back and out of play. One and one. Max Werner is on deck, who's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts in this game. Pitch to Ciancio is just tapped foul. No balls, two strikes. Bodenstedt now throws breaking ball. This is ripped down the left field line. It's going to hook and go foul. Still 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That was a good pitch to hit. Just blew it by him. So two down, and that'll bring up Max Werner. The infield now will move back. Carlson still at third after the error. First pitch to Werner is up high. Again, Werner already struck out three times in this game. Twice swinging, once looking. One oh, off the outside, 2-0. 35 pitches from Bowden, I think. I'm trying to see if Andres Lora is going to pitch the eighth or if it's going to be Lane Pritchard, but I believe Pritchard is sitting down out in the bullpen, so he might be on hold for one more inning. 2-0. This is way high, 3-0. First time Werner has faced Bowden tonight. And he's probably thankful that the starter, Kirk Brown, is out of this game after striking out three times. It'll make you rethink some things. 3-0. That's right there at the knees for a strike, 3-1. And the first at-bat, too, was three pitches on the outside corner. He swung through all three. And since then, it seems like he just was not reading the pitch out of Brown's hand at all. A good spot, though, here. 3-1. This pitch is swung on a miss. 3-2. Frustrated with himself after missing that pitch as he resets his batting gloves. Big insurance run on third. 6-3 our score. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The third full count. And 4 batters in this inning. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And not a good night for Max Werner. We will end the 7th. 6-3 our score as we head to the 8th inning. See if we got a new pitcher coming in when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Do you love country music? Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert. Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without coming to sing. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the 8th innings. We welcome you back inside the broadcast booth here from Tiger Field. Connor Sutton with you. Our producer back in the studio, Jared King. 6-3 our score. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Brad Grant leading off as the new pitcher is Lane Pritchard. As Andres Lara's night is complete. Lane Pritchard, as he give you his statistics, in just 2 innings he's thrown in earlier in this year, all out of relief. He threw 2 hitless innings, just giving up 1 walk, and got the save. Another 2-inning save opportunity here as the first pitch to Grant is up high, 1-0. Grant is 1-for-3 with an RBI as he takes on the outside corner, or maybe just off the outside corner, 2-0. So 2 balls, no strikes. Pritchard working exclusively from the stretch. This 2-0 is popped up, and that's going to just get out of play. Look out. Fan almost made a play. And then hands it to a younger fan. Well done there. Two and one, that always makes young kids' day. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here leading off the 8th inning. Look out, and it just got Grant in the shoulder as he ducked out of the way, so he'll reach on a hit-by-pitch, and that'll bring up Ryan Driscoll. Driscoll is 1-for-2 with a double and a fielder's choice. He's also was hit by a pitch in the 6th inning. Good spot here for the Stars to make something happen. They've got the leadoff hitter on in their last 4 innings, however, only able to score in the 7th on a 2-run home run. Infield double play depth, 1-0. This is hit out to right field. Murphy over a few steps back, and he will make the catch about 5 feet shy of the warning track. And that is the first out here in the eighth. Grant will retreat back to first. That'll bring up the pitcher, Torin Bowden. Bowden is 1-for-3. He's lined to left, ground out to third, and singled to right. Let's see if he can help his own cause here in the eighth inning. Stars have grounded into three double plays as the first pitch is up high and in, 1-0. Two of them with the bases loaded and one out to end the inning. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss. Fastball, and just missed that one. Lee swung underneath it. 1-1. Double play ball could get him out of the inning. Kramer represents the tying run on deck here in the eighth inning. 6-3. 1-1 is up high as he checked his swing but stopped quickly. 2-1. Right at 2 hours game time so far tonight. Last night's game was 2 hours and 15 minutes. 2-1. That is a called strike. 2-2 looked to be up, but a nice job by Gomes of reining that in. So Kramer, who was out on deck, now we will have a pinch hitter coming up next. It will be Connor Schaefer. Two balls, two strikes. Pritchard set at the belt, throws, breaking ball just inside. He tried to front door him, and that'll run the count full 3-2. Grant, I imagine, would not be on the move here. That run necessarily doesn't mean a whole lot here in the eighth inning. 3-2. This is top foul. We'll do it again. One out, one on in the eighth, 6-3. Runners on the move, 3-2. Called strike three. The throw to second is not in time. Almost a strike him out, throw him out, double play, but the throw was just offline over towards the right of second base. So stolen base. Grant is at second. And now we will have the pinch hitter. It'll be Connor Schaefer. Schaefer, right-handed batter. Tying run still on deck with Doyle. Two down. Pritchard throws. First pitch is a high strike. It's called 0-1. Grant, who can run pretty well. See if on a base hit will be brought around as the 0-1 is a breaking ball swung and missed, 0-2. So Pritchard way ahead. A hit by pitch leading off the inning, then a flyout, a strikeout, a stolen base. 0-2. It's up and in. Schaefer just gets out of the way. That's scary. 1-2. This is hit on the ground to second. To his left is Rodriguez. He's got into the outfield. It's going to get into the outfield. And we'll see what the call is going to be. The throw to the plate is going to be cut off. So one run will score. And I'm curious to see what the ruling on that's going to be. I would have to imagine that's going to be an error, and it is. It was about 8 feet to the left of Rodriguez. On the grounder. So now one run will come in. It is 6-4. When we'll have a pinch runner at first as Doyle will come in. So it's going to be an unearned run as well as any more runs that come in here in the eighth. Rodriguez tried to grab that one in the outfield. It looked like it took a weird hop. First pitch, Doyle shows bunt, pulls it back, 0-1 for a strike. Rodriguez definitely should have had that ball at second. Still two down. One run home. It's 6-4. Swing and a miss. Fastball in. Swung through it. 0-2. Pritchard. Trying to get out of this inning with just the one run given up. It is an unearned run. Throw back to first. As Spencer Gore, the pinch runner, dives back easily. Who I imagine will replace Kramer in the outfield. 0-2 is up high and away, 1-2. High set for Pritchard. 1-2, breaking ball, swing, and a miss. That ends the inning. One run comes across to cut the lead to 6-4. Bottom of the eighth coming up here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week, included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Mondo Rodriguez leads off the bottom of the eighth inning. We welcome you back here to Colt 45's Baseball here at Tiger Field. Right-handed batter, first pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Some defensive changes as Spencer Gore, who came in to run for Schaefer, who pinched it for Riley Kramer, is in center, and that moves Jackson Elder into right. 0-1. Is popped up foul back and out of play. Rodriguez is 0-2 tonight. He's struck out and grounded out, and he's walked. Back in the fifth inning. 45s will be three outs away from completing the four-game sweep of the Northwest Stars. 0-2. Pitch just off the outside corner for a ball, 1-2. It's 5-6-7 hitters here in the bottom of the eighth inning as Jackson Murphy is on deck, and then Mickey Meinhofer. Bullpen is empty, so it looks like Pritchard will, in fact, close this game out. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Second strikeout that Rodriguez has gone down tonight. He's now 0-3. They'll bring up Jackson Murphy. Murphy's 0-3. Struck out, popped out, and grounded out. One out, base is empty. 43 pitches so far for Bowden. Right-hander against right-hander. This pitch is up and in to Murphy as he bends out of the way. 1-0. Pitch is up high. Murphy thought about it, quickly stopped, checking his swing in plenty of time. 2-0. Nine hits for the Stars, just six hits for the 45s. Two errors for each team. It's been the timely hitting from the Colt 45s that have got them the lead. This 2-0 is swung on and missed. A big cut there from Jackson Murphy, 2-1. Four RBIs in the game for Mike Ciancio. A sac fly and a three-run home run in the fifth. Two balls and a strike now from Bowden. This is swung and missed by Murphy. 2-2. Murphy, 146 on the year. He struck out 22 times and 41 at-bats coming into this game. Two balls, two strikes. A pitch. That's high, ball three. So that run the count full, 3-2. Murphy looking for his first hit of the night. Sure he'll take a walk here as well. Bowden working from the stretch with a high set. Throws, 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. There's two down for Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer hit his first home run of the game back in this, or the year, excuse me, back in the second inning. Down the left field line. He's one for three. He's grounded out and struck out as well. Right-handed hitter. Bowden. First pitch to Meinhofer is fouled back off the screen. 0-1. Noah Dobbin would be next, who's got the only two-hit night for the Colt 45s this evening. If Meinhofer can reach. 0-1. Down low. 1-1. Noah Dobbin went over to grab that foul ball. Got stuck on the visitor's side of the on-deck circle. Had to stay over there for a pitch. Now hustles back to the home dugout. Ball and a strike. Again hit foul off the screen. Just getting a piece. That was an off-speed pitch that he was right on. 1-2. This time Dobbin does not have to go across. As one of the coaches for Stars picks up the foul ball. Strike away from a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Bowden. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side in order, all swinging. We'll head to the ninth inning. 6-4 our score. The Stars will need a couple of runs to extend this game here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth inning, three outs away are the Colt 45s from sweeping this four-game series. Lane Pritchard back out. He'll face Luke Farah, who came in the sixth inning defensively as the first pitch is popped out to short. Mickey Meinhofer will make the catch. And that's a big first out because Luke Farah hit a two-run home run in the seventh. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Jackson Elder. Check that. We're going to have a pinch hitter. We'll have Cody O'Toole be the pinch hitter. Right-handed hitter. One out. Nobody on here in the ninth. Surprised that Ferris swung on the first pitch. Typically in this situation, as the first pitch is called a strike on one, you take until you get a strike. Not always, but Farah, who homered in the seventh, might be thinking, hey, I swung at the first pitch on that time. Maybe again we'll try it. This is inside to O'Toole, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Breaking ball. That broke too much off the outside corner. 2-1. Kind of a, he drops down on that pitch, his arm angle, about 10 to 15 degrees for more side-to-side movement. Same thing here as this outside, 3-1. You don't want to walk and bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. Three-one pitch. This is on the outside corner for a strike, and that'll run things full, 3-2. The top of the order is up next with Brooks Dyer. 3-2. This is hit on the ground. It's short. Meinhofer's got it on the hop. Takes his time to throw to first. It is in time to get O'Toole by a couple steps. And there's two down. Stars down to their last out. Here in the ninth inning, 6-4 our score. As here comes Brooks Dyer. Dyer is 1-for-4. He's grounded out, flied out, popped out, and doubled. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. O-1 is a get a called strike, 0-2. So now the Stars down to the last strike here. Pritchard set, and now time is called at the plate by Dyer, who will step out. 30 pitches so far for Lane Pritchard. No balls, two strikes. This is lined into center field, a base hit. Nicely done there from Brooks Dyer on an 0-2 pitch. Lines it back up the middle. And so now the tying run will come to the plate, so we'll make things interesting a little bit here in the ninth. That'll bring in Kane Brock, and we will have a pinch hitter. So Ciancio is going to come over and talk to Pritchard. Kane Brock came all the way into the batter's box and then is replaced as a pinch hitter. So Chayton Whitwright, who did not play today, will be the pinch hitter for Brock. Chayton Whitwright was 0-for-4 last night as the first pitch is up high and away, 1-0. And now we'll have a quick mound visit. Trying to figure out how they can deal with Whitwright here in this situation. As now it's 1-0. Faskin just coming out with the bullpen empty. Talking to Pritchard to figure out what he's comfortable throwing. Want him to definitely talk about keeping things down. It's a short porch down the right field line for the left-hander Whitwright, just 310, so doesn't have to hit it all that well, although there's very little wind to help him out. Whitwright in this series has gone 0-for-4 in all three games, so he's still looking for his first hit of the series. Stars only have one home run in this series. It came in the seventh inning on a two-run home run from Luke Farah. They will look for something similar here in the ninth. The tying run at the plate, 6-4, two down, the 1-0. This is popped up. Shallow right field. Rodriguez going out. He will make the catch, and that is the ball game. The Stars get the tying run to the plate here in the ninth, but they go down, and the final score is 6-4. Colt 45s take four-game series sweeping and now have won 6 straight, and are now 17-10 on the year. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech,
Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olzo Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to the post-game wrap. Tonight's final score, the Colt 45 sweeping the Northwest Stars 6-4, completed a four-game sweep, and now on a six-game winning streak. How do they get their runs? Well, a double in the first inning from Erik Karlsson, who was then brought in by a sacrifice fly from Mike Ciancio, who later homered in the game. In the second inning, a solo home run from Mickey Meinhofer. Then they did not score until the fifth inning. It was a leadoff triple from Noah Dobin, who was brought in on a single from Logan Gomes. And then a walk to J.J. Reeves. And then that big three-run blast from Mike Ciancio, which was pretty much the difference maker throughout this one. The 45s did give up four runs, one in the third on an unearned run against Daniel Duarte. Then two in the seventh and one in the eighth inning. The Stars were able to get the tying run to the plate in the ninth, but could not bring them around. However, they did out-hit the Colt 45s, 10 hits, but could not get enough runs in, just four, as I mentioned. 45s with just four hits. The only two-hit game was from Noah Dobin, who tripled and singled as he scored a run in this game. The winning pitcher tonight is Andres Lara, who came out of the bullpen through four innings, gave up five hits, two earned runs, as he replaced Daniel Duarte in the fourth inning. Lane Pritchard will get the two-inning save as he gave up one hit and also an unearned run. The losing pitcher is Kirk Brown, who threw five innings and gave up six earned runs. Time of game is 2 hours and 19 minutes after last night's game was 2 hours and 15 minutes, so a couple of quick games throughout this one. 45's another very, very well-played game. Again, they extend their winning streak to six, and we'll be back in action on Wednesday for a two-game series at 7:15 against NBO Baseball. And then on Friday for a three-game series against the Sierra Wolves. Well, for our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton saying so long for Tiger Field. Again, the 45s pull off the four-game sweep, and their final score this evening is 6-4. We thank you for joining us here on KCNR 1460.
It is.
Well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I always say every time I'm on, this is a list of stories that are on news talk shows that talk politics. So it becomes its own thing. We don't include in this list sports talk stations. We don't include in this list of this universe for this show morning shows on classic rock stations where they don't play records, but they talk about all those aforementioned issues you said, which is huge, because this show plays on news talk stations. So it would be like, you know, Casey Kasem would play the top 40 rock and roll songs that would be played on a top 40 rock and roll station. But as the years went on and radio became fractionalized, American Top 40 had about three or four different versions. They had one for adult contemporary stations, one for top 40 stations. They had country countdowns. You're not going to hear, you know, the Beatles if it was back in those days on a top country countdown show because they were rock. So it's the same thing with this. News talk radio is a major genre. It's probably the most listened to fraction of the radio pie. And this show focuses on the hottest hits, as you often say, the top topics and people talked about in that format. But it's not to imply that these are the only things being talked about in America. But it is to imply that news talk radio is one of the major venues for conversation in the American marketplace of ideas when it comes to politics. Sometimes on these stations, they talk about things that overlap. They call that crossover in radio. You will see celebrity gossip. You will see LeBron James joining the Lakers.
Yeah.
Which is not to say this is from sports talk radio, but news talk radio also talks about things that fall outside the realm of politics, just not as much. You're going to have illegal immigration policy, the Supreme Court, Trump and Putin, Pruitt, China, tariffs, North Korea. That is going to dominate the conversation in this format.
One of the things that you love to talk about, and we do touch on it from time to time, is your interest in football. You're a big football fan. So I would ask you as an observer, and maybe this has come out in the on the sports talk stations, I'm sure, this week, but oftentimes that stuff bleeds over, and you have LeBron James in the number 10 position here, him going to the Los Angeles Lakers, he goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, big money. And one of the things that came up on our DJB show this week was a discussion of how basketball may be surpassing football in terms of interest and what the players are getting paid. Is that do you think that's an accurate observation?
I think it has a long way to go. I think it's an interesting observation. I think it's an interesting subject. But right now, football is number one. The difference between basketball and football is that the season is much longer. So basketball has more games attached to it and more television shows attached to it and all that. I do not believe that basketball is about to surpass football in terms of gross numbers, revenue, and popularity. But I do believe that basketball is huge and is up there with baseball, basketball, and football as the three major American sports, followed by hockey, and then you get into golf and tennis. And with the explosion of legal sports betting, we may see things change in that regard because basketball lends itself to for betting.
Right. The odds are different, and they play a lot differently.
There will be an influence on the popularity of sports based on legal betting. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are they going to change the face of it to the point of games getting fixed and? And I don't know that many people think basketball games.
I personally, this is my personal feeling now, folks. I think that where there's money, there's corruption. So I suspect. This is my personal feeling. This is I have no evidence. I'm not investigating. But I think that professional sports is far more corrupt than the average person realizes. Just my own gut feeling.
All right, gut feelings are important. When it comes to conversation on the radio, inspiration and matter-of-fact items, we're going to talk about Michael's interview with a very interesting woman, the Michael Harrison interview, next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. First, though, I want to have you understand what's going on this week at MyPillow.com as we finish off our celebration of the 4th of July, Independence Day. Have you declared your independence from a bad night's rest? If you aren't sleeping well, most of you are probably sleeping on bad pillows or a bad mattress. You can rectify both of those problems with all the bedding, starting with the pillows, because that's how the company got started. Mike Lindell, who couldn't get a good night's rest, he invented his own pillow. And then he made a few more, and he gave a few to friends, and they said, wow, this is great. So he started making them in his garage, then he made them in his cellar, and then he has become a great American story. 1,500 people working around the clock to make pillows and other bedding. My Pillow. Help yourself to a good night's rest with the pillows. Start with the pillows. I have a deal arranged with them. Use the code DJV, and you'll get one of their wonderful pillows, their most comfortable pillows, at the regular price, and then another pillow without paying for it. How's that sound to you? Yep. You get one pillow at the regular price and one free. 10-year guarantee, 60-day money-back guarantee. Check out the merchandise. Lots of great things. 50% off everything when you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Up now, the list of people being discussed, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. LeBron James comes in the number 10 position for obvious reasons, his movement to L.A., what he's being paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, Angela Merkel. Number 8, Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer from Harvard. Kim Jong-un at 7. Justin Trudeau, number 6. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Scott Pruitt hits the road. Number 4, no loss there. The people who are running, I guess running isn't the right word, but are being suggested as the next members of the Supreme Court or member, going through a number of people, boiled down, I think, to 3 or 4 names, actually, at this point. Vladimir Putin is number 2. When and where he's going to meet with President Trump over the next couple of weeks, discussion topic of much interest. And then Donald Trump, as you might expect, still in the number 1 position on the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 2nd to the 6th. 2018. Doug Steffen here to review the top 10 items according to the research done by the folks that run Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, a focus on sports talk radio, the World Cup, and LeBron James jumping to the Lakers, if you'll pardon the pun. Number 9, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Number 8, as you might expect, a lot of people talking about what they're doing for the 4th of July, for the 4th of July week. This week is the week more people take vacation time than any other time of the year. Make America Great Again hat attack, and the foolishness that goes along with it. What is wrong with people? I guess is my comment there. North Korea is at 6. China's at 5. Pruitt is at 4. Putin is at 3, the Supreme Court seat is 2, and immigration number 1 on the story list this week on the countdown. One of the important things that Michael does every week, among the many responsibilities he has in the talk radio world, is conduct a chat with the very interesting and compelling people. So the Michael Harrison interview this week focuses on, again, one of those things that people may not know exists, but there are agents that are in the talk radio world, and you talk with one of the very good ones.
Yeah, one of the big ones, Heather Cohen. She is a super agent. She handles the careers of dozens of major personalities on talk radio, and she is the subject of the Michael Harrison interview, which is posted at mhinterview.com. It's interesting insight into talk radio and some of its history.
What did you learn that you didn't know? Not to give away the story.
What did I learn that I didn't know? I found out that the Gracie Awards, which is a very big award given to women who produce shows about women for women, women by, about, and for women, has been around for many, many, many decades. I didn't realize how far back it went. So that was one of the things I learned. And, you know, the state of women in radio was something that
Is the state of women getting better?
She says it is. Yeah.
Getting better.
There's still room for growth in terms of numbers, but it is getting better.
Yeah. It just depends on your measurement as much as anything else. Opportunities are there, like they are for women, and it is appropriate. It's a long time coming, actually. And so we need to have, in my opinion anyway, more opportunities for women to be engaged in the discussion. Some think it's too top-heavy men, and there may be some credibility, the credence to that thought. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to review the legal aspects of items that are on the charts. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a college professor, a law professor, also one of our leading experts in the country on scams and identity theft. And before we get to connections and stories here, I thought it was interesting, one more scam to relate to. Steve, the Bruce Springsteen scam. Have you heard about this? You get a text message from Bruce Springsteen, or that's what fans think, not from Bruce Springsteen at all. It's from somebody who's trying to help himself to $10,000. I see people getting duped here for $1,100, $500, $600. Yeah. A celebrity is not going to be calling you and asking you for money. Hello, duh.
No, and texting. And what often
they will do is, and here's how they often turn up, and I wrote about this on Scamicide. You will have like the legitimate celebrity's Twitter account, and there'll be a thread in there, and the scammer will have a name that looks like it's coming from Springsteen or whomever. They will join the thread, and then you respond to that, and you think you're responding to the real Springsteen. But there have been a lot of these, particularly in, of course, the popular cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin scams, where suddenly these celebrities, you know, want to give you money for nothing and chicks for free. People still fall for them.
Yeah. Well, always be on guard. Scams everywhere. And Steve has the defining website, scamicide.com, to check out the information that may be there on the most recent scams or continuing scams, very basic public information, scamicide.com. All right, to the legal side of things, from the story count, number two is the focus on the open Supreme Court seat. I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks. Are you surprised that Kennedy decided to retire, or is there something going on there that people are not sure of?
No, you know, I would have been surprised if Ruth Bader Ginsburg, although her health is apparently not the best and she's 85 years old, had resigned, because she really is quite a critic of President Trump. But Justice Stevens was generally aligned with the conservative group within the court, although I'm not sure if many people remember he was the deciding justice to create a majority in the protection of gay rights. So he was very much of a centrist, generally aligned with the conservatives, really eminent jurist with a great career. So it didn't surprise me too much. Now, here, you want to get some real good inside dope?
Yes, inside.
All right. If I were a betting man, which I am, uh-huh, I would bet on Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who is apparently one of the finalists.
Yes, there's three. Amy Barrett, who's a loser. Raymond.
Well, I wouldn't qualify as that.
I think she's bad news. I find her very unappealing in terms of being a Supreme Court justice.
Well, here's the thing with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh wrote a law review article in 2013 in which he went into great depth that the president should be free from the threat of civil suits and free from criminal investigations. So would Donald Trump want somebody like that on his Supreme Court? And I would bet in the New York Minute. So it'll be very interesting to see, because there's so much investigation that goes into mm-hmm. these Supreme Court justices during, if he is chosen as the nominee, will they question him about that particular law review article?
Mm-hmm. And so you said not so fast when it came to Barrett. You didn't. Just the Catholic ties and the kids and some of the groups she belongs to just seemed to me to be a, I'd like to see a woman. I'd like to see a more seasoned. Yeah. I think she's too young also.
Well, you know, I was actually going to respond with just that. She, frankly, does not have the experience to warrant a seat on the Supreme Court at this time.
Yeah. Did we say Kennedy or did we say Stevens as far as retired?
No, it's Kennedy. If I said Stevens, it was a slip of the tongue.
All right. I think that, you're allowed one mistake in your career. You've had that one mistake, so watch it from now on. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, one of the great assets here on the Talk Radio Countdown program. And also, in my career of talking to people, I find he's one of the greatest persons you go to for expertise here on the Talk Radio Countdown show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal tastes on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice. Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Here's this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Must-see TV tomorrow night when President Trump's expected to reveal his choice to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News on Sunday the nomination would be a nightmare for Democrats from Republican-leaning states.
All four of these people are highly qualified, been on the court, know what they're doing, mainstream judges. So red state Democrats are going to have a very hard decision, and I hope every Republican will rally behind these picks because they're all outstanding.
Four of the 12 boys are out, but rescue operations in Thailand have temporarily halted as divers replenish their air tanks along the cave's treacherous exit route. The 12 were in there with their soccer coach. Right now, the slow process could take up to 4 days, say searchers. Is Kim Jong-un really serious over honoring his pledge to get rid of nuclear weapons? Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says North Korea's statement coming so soon after the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit is sure to fuel growing skepticism.
Secretary of State Pompeo says people are going to make stray comments after meetings, and if he paid attention to the press, he'd go nuts. Speaking after meeting with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Tokyo, Pompeo says his 2 days of talks in Pyongyang had been productive and conducted in good faith, but following the stinging commentary from the North, he allowed that the goal of denuclearization in the North would be difficult and that much work remains.
Secretary of State Pompeo Monday extolled improved relations with Vietnam as a model for reapproachment with North Korea. He met with senior Vietnamese officials, including the prime minister and foreign minister in Hanoi, after stopping off in Japan on his way back from Pyongyang. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Britain's prime minister is claiming victory in her bid to unite her fractious cabinet behind her latest Brexit policy.
After getting her cabinet's backing on her Brexit policy following a 12-hour meeting, Britain's prime minister Theresa May has told other Conservative Party members that she will no longer tolerate public criticism of government policy. In widely broadcast comments, May said the cabinet endorsed plans for a future free trade deal with the European Union that would keep some close ties to the bloc, even as it ends freedom of movement between Britain and the EU. The proposal would allow free movement of goods, but not of services. Karen Chamas, London.
Espousing love between their two countries, the leaders of longtime adversaries Ethiopia and Eritrea agreed Sunday to restore diplomatic relations after nearly 20 years and to open the border between their neighboring Horn of Africa countries. Ethiopia's reformist new prime minister arrived in Eritrea's capital and was welcomed with hugs and laughter. More on these stories at townhall.com. President Trump's attorney says they're unconcerned about anything that his longtime personal lawyer could tell authorities, but Rudy Giuliani told ABC's This Week Sunday Michael Cohen should tell the truth.
We want Michael to handle this in the way that's most helpful to him. Michael's not going to lie. He's going to tell the truth. As long as he does that, we have nothing to fear.
Giuliani says regardless of what Cohen could say, the president has the right to pardon him, but there's no need or consideration of doing that at this time.
Well, I don't think you should. I mean, that wouldn't be fair to the president, wouldn't be fair to Cohen, wouldn't be fair to future presidents. But the fact is there's no reason for a pardon right now or even to consider it. And quite honestly, it would just confuse everything.
FBI agents raided Cohen's home office and hotel room in New York in April as part of a probe into his business dealing. He recently told ABC's George Stephanopoulos he's putting family and country first, and protecting the president is not his priority. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Canada has now weaponized the sexual revolution with a 7-2 decision in her Supreme Court that forces a Christian university to adopt the court's version of what is moral and ethical or suffer loss of accreditation. This is a significant blow to religious freedom in Canada.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are. Talk Radio review time. Let's see who's in the huddle here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Check.
Victoria Keelan is here to check in from New York City. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. Doug Steffen is here from the wilds of Massachusetts to go through the top stories of the week. According to the charts developed by Talkers Magazine, the first week of July 2018 is our focus. And Rich has gotten me to start at number one because that's the most important. But
otherwise, we never get there.
Yes, right. Otherwise, we never get there. People list. There are 10 people on the people list and 10 items on the story list. Just to give it short shrift, number 10, the usual sports conversation that we always find inveigles itself into the world of news talk radio, the World Cup, LeBron James moving to the Lakers, boo.
I think LA's probably happy. LA's super excited. Yeah.
Very happy about that. The summer heat wave is number 9, and what you're paying for gasoline as you travel about. The heat does affect how your car operates, whether you know that or not. Number 8 has to do with our Independence Day holiday revelry this week. I haven't the slightest idea. I will tell you right up front, I saw this and I thought, what is this?
What is that?
MAGA hat attacks? What is that?
Yes.
Somebody got attacked for wearing a MAGA hat.
A teenager.
What's a MAGA hat?
By a guy.
Make America Great Again.
Oh.
You don't know what a MAGA hat is?
Nope. Never
heard of it. Make America Great Again. Sitting in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a hat and he's just sitting there eating. And a guy comes up and basically yells at him, throws his drink in his face. And then
I hope he was arrested and charged with assault.
They got everything on film, or on video and film. And the guy apparently has been fired from his job
Good.
Over it.
Yeah. Good.
Well,
as
yeah,
that
an
woman,
unstable person who shouldn't be. Out
well,
in
but
society.
Who does that? And that's
an
what's going on.
An unstable person.
This is
the
what
incivility.
It's not unstable. There's a lot of unstable people out there. If God help you, if you're walking around with one of these MAGA hats, because you're going to get attacked at some point during the day.
Where did that happen? Do you know?
I don't remember.
I'm just curious because
it wasn't here, but you can't do that in California. People would be crazed if you walked around in Trump gear. I know people do, but it's not the smartest thing you could do.
So, but there was some other example of that sort of thing, and I'm trying to remember what it was. The same kind
of
intolerance. It's just intolerance.
The White House staff being attacked and on video in restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I guess, we could go back a week to when What's-Her-Face was in the restaurant in Virginia and she was thrown out. Oh,
they reopened.
I know. What happened to that woman?
Oh, it was in Texas. That's right. It was in San Antonio.
Didn't she lose the restaurant? Don't I remember that?
The manager got fired, I think.
Yeah,
right?
She left her job.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. Of all the states I would think that this would happen, it wouldn't be Texas.
San Antonio and Austin are very,
very liberal.
Very liberal.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, we've seen a lot of it in California where you've had kind of this culturally very left movement come in and sort of take over the state of California and spread. That's exactly what the attempt is. That's what activists are trying to do in these really liberal areas in Texas. And you've seen it in the poll numbers. If you've noticed, in Texas, their numbers are ticking up to be far more purple. They used to be like a solid red state. And now these big cities that have had this influence are really kind of changing things. I mean, obviously, it's still conservative, but it's not like it used to be.
There are a lot of people who are fed up with, even if they like the politics of California, they're fed up with other things that have become the reality of living in California. I can speak from experience because I live there part-time. Jennifer, you've lived there all your life, and you know how ridiculous it is. And it isn't just the political reality. It's the economic reality. It's the way people think and conduct themselves. It's just
they're moving to these
places. No, they're going to San Antonio and Austin. They're going to
Google
Albuquerque.
Google and a lot of other companies moved to Austin, so that's a big part of it right there.
Yeah.
But it seems like with California, and I love California, I love visiting, and I've always sort of, there's a part of me that's always dreamed of living there.
Nice place
to live.
But
the more I hear about it, oh my God.
Yeah.
Unless you're a super, super wealthy celebrity and you don't care about what laws get passed because you can pay whatever the tax is, it just sounds like I don't know if regular people are going to be able to, like, survive California.
I don't know how people do it.
I went through this. Remember, I had, when I started wintering in California working at KBC in 1993, and I've spent every winter in California since then. I owned four houses in California at one time or another, and they were, I don't know, what, 900,000 to a million, million one, and they were nice locations in Santa Monica. I couldn't find places even at twice that now. In any of these same areas, you can't find the average house. Megan and I were talking about that. Brendan is moving from one apartment to another, and he's having to pay like $1,400 a month more rent in the same neighborhood in Hollywood, where he's lived most of the time he's been in California.
Your daughter has to be so conflicted because that is
my
so
daughter.
Her state politically.
Oh yeah,
but.
Right.
I mean, her and her husband are professors, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like they're making $1 million each.
Well, but Richie, no, under the circumstances, you know, they
make
the
pretty good money,
stuff.
Actually.
They, between the two of them, they make about $2.25, and you know they never have any
make
money.
A lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, and so
is that enough in California? In
two
LA?
And a quarter,
yeah.
Not to own a house. They can't buy a house,
right? That's what I mean.
They can't. And,
nuts.
You know, it is.
I loved it.
I can't buy a house anymore there.
Jennifer, do you ever see yourself moving out of California?
Oh, I'd love to. My problem is that my family's here, and unless we could do some sort of coordinated, dysfunctional family move, I really wouldn't leave because that's more important to me. I lucked into a situation that there's no way I don't make that money. There's no way that I could afford to have a house here, but I made a family transaction and got into real estate at a good time, and I lucked out, and I did it younger than most of my friends, and so now at least I have something where I can actually either try to rent it and create income for myself. Yeah, or, you know, and I'm going into a situation where Jeff has a house, so luckily we can sell his property and try to scrape together enough for a down payment. The thing is that an average, like, 3 to 4 bedroom house, which is what we need, I mean, you can't even look, and I'm looking in, you know, the areas that are not the most desirable, it's like $800,000. And if you can't come up with enough for a down payment, you actually have to do insurance, mortgage insurance, if you have to take out more than a $675,000 loan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means you have to prove you have enough money in your bank account to make 15 months worth of house payments. So
and
it's just
and that's
it's
the neighborhood
really
where
tough.
Your father, that area where your father lives in that general area.
Oh no, I can't even afford to live there. No, I can't afford to live where
houses
my dad
are
lives.
More than 800 in that neighborhood.
You need a new hat
that
says
one that said 1.5 million. It's listed for 1.5 million.
You need a new hat that says MCGA.
Yeah.
Make California great again.
That's what the governor, that's what John Cox and Travis Allen, who are the candidates for governor, were running on.
Yeah.
But and that's the only reason there's a chance that there could be there's the tiniest of chances that a Republican could win the governorship because people can't afford to live here anymore.
The bottom line here, though, is that it just the animosity between the two sides. I mean, people walking up to people in restaurants and public places while filming on cell phones, throwing drinks at each other and yelling at each other. And it's getting to the point where, you know what? You walk up to me, that guy walks up to me looking like that, I'm not going to wait for it. You got to defend your family and yourself. People are going to start going nuts here.
Well, but even non-political issues, people are losing their minds right now. There was a story where the other day, it was on local news in New York, where a woman, something happened with a delivery truck driver, and he was blocking her car or something like that, so she asked him to move, and he rammed into her car. And she was screaming, and he literally was trying to run her over with his delivery van. Like, people are losing their minds right now. It's not even just political. There's something in the water. It's really a scary time.
Yeah, it is.
Not
all
to
right.
be Chicken Little, but there's some messed up stuff going on right now.
Sure are.
Yeah.
We are at 15 after the hour. This Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Rich and Victoria and Jennifer, and a reminder about the wonders of this week. We're celebrating the life and liberty that we have in America, even if it is crazy with some people. It's a happy 4th of July week also from the folks at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and save on your favorite MyPillow products. Haven't bought any new pillows for a while? You need, maybe your house is got more people living in it, staying in it. You got new beds. You can get these new pillows. I ordered 4 of them this week because I slept in the guest bedroom, Richie, while the kids were here. No more of those rotten. Oh, man, I'll tell you something. I got a new mattress and 4 new pillows from my
I'll
pillow.
Tell you something. My daughter came in and slept in our bed last night. And she tried to steal my pillow.
Yeah.
Like, no, you took this other one over here.
No, take that one.
Sweet kid.
My pillows, they are the best. Standard size, queen size, king size. You can get a special deal right now at MyPillow.com. Well, there's always a deal using the promo code DJB. But what do you need? Do you need new pillows? Here's the one right now. If you buy one pillow at the regular price, you pay nothing for the second one. So 2 for the price of 1. Buy one pillow, get the second one free. That's the deal. But you can start there and then go through the whole catalog of things. If you spend more than $200, you can get financing too. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so do not wait. Order your MyPillow now, 2 for the price of 1 at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon.
Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
We're talking about how uncivilized people have become. This is sort of a countdown extra. I don't know how many of you heard the story this week of the pride of lions in Africa that found a group of rhino poachers and they killed them and ate them.
Yep. Got him.
And yeah, I mean, I'm laughing about it. I got no use for poachers, man. I'll tell you, the number of animals being killed just for sport is outrageous. And the lions kind of took care of things.
They wanted the rhino, the horn.
Yeah, that's all they kill them for, the horn. Yeah,
right.
Which is outrageous in itself. But it's funny how Mother Nature sort of instinctively takes care of its own.
Darwin wins again.
Yeah, that's right. The Darwin Award goes to the guys who went in to get the rhinos, and they didn't know the lions were there to get them. So... you can kiss their fat butts goodbye. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Investing in your conversational presence and future. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan here to discuss some of the items the talkers said were on the top of the list, the top 10 stories from the list. They listened to radio stations and radio hosts all around the country to come up with this list. At number six, the North Korea nuclear program. I don't know what's new about that this week from last week, other than
Pompeo's there, so he's
Pompeo is there
trying to lay the ground rules for how it would all work.
Well, yeah, and the pictures that the satellite images of them beefing up their uranium production, that was this week. That's probably why it's on there.
Yeah,
after
right,
saying
so,
that they were, you know, shutting down one site, it turns the a different site is more active than it was before. So
what actually has come out of that, Victoria? What has he said? He's met with Kim Jong-un. Are there any news reports?
That's why Mike Pompeo's there now. I think he's going to say, hey, wait a second. Well, this is not what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Well, they haven't talked to him. That's why he is there, is to go,
yeah,
okay,
hey, what's going on here?
Here's how we're going to de-escalate everything, and you're going to start with that little location over there that we just got these satellite pictures from.
Now, if he's going to do it or not, we don't know. This guy does, he says one thing, he does another. So, and that's how he's always operated. So, who knows?
Well, I just don't get all this stuff. It almost felt to me like we were suckers or being suckered in again. And I don't see Trump. I mean, I think some of the other leaders, George Bush was certainly pretty gullible, and Obama had his moments. Trump.
What did we give up, though? I mean, other than the meeting.
Nothing.
And the presence.
Nothing.
They are still
nothing.
Under the thumb of our economic pressures, and they have gotten nothing yet. So until they do something, they get nothing.
But
so
the average American is
Well, actually, they did get something because Trump promised to stop all those major drills in South Korea.
Which they're not doing. They're still going away. They're still going along with the Asian drills. The South Korean war games, quote unquote, they will not be doing. But Japan and the United States and Japan and South Korea will still be doing military exercises. They just won't be doing those same.
The large scale ones. I think we should put that back on the table immediately.
Right.
Because, this is...
It all depends on what Pompeo comes back
with. It's more outrageous than anything else is we gave him a $6,000 room in a hotel. We paid for it. And he got a Mercedes to drive around. And that's the outrage for me.
And he got a photo op with the most powerful man on the planet.
Okay, but then if in a month all of his people are still starving and he's got nothing, what did he really get? Nothing.
No. Well, he had a good time. It's like
going to
Atlantic City for a weekend.
No, but here's the thing. What he got from it is he got his own PR to go back to his own people to continue to oppress them and to show the other people who may want to throw a coup against him. That's why he didn't even tell anyone when he was leaving the country, because his position is very delicate. And so and he knows that. So if he starts dismantling all of his nuclear weapons, that's going to be seen as a major sign of weakness. He's never going to do that.
Not if he is able to feed his people and give them water and toilet paper.
His people have been oppressed and starving and no internet for how long now?
Do you know how they go to the bathroom over there?
Them.
Right.
Richie, do you know how they go to the bathroom?
He's not concerned now.
Dirt hole.
There's no breaking news that all of a sudden Kim Jong-un cares about his people.
Yeah, but he's broke. The country is broke. Forget his people. The country is broke. He does not have money to run the country.
Well, he's getting money from somewhere, because uranium isn't free. So and to keep up he's paying the electric bill to run these plants. So the money's coming from somewhere.
Well,
my bet would probably be on Russia. But
his military,
the money's there.
He's got no money to run his military.
That's
so
what we think.
Nothing.
But
wait
think
a minute.
That that's
but
really
there's
the
no
case.
Money to buy toilet paper. Let's get to the bottom line here. No toilet paper. So when they go into the hole, they must have to use
leaves. I don't think we know that whole situation yet.
You know what? Pardon, that was a good pun, Victoria. The whole situation, do you get it? 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops, plus many other quality amenities, and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to resume our conversation about the information from the Talkers charts at talkers.com. Top stories of the week. We do this 52 weeks a year. At the end of the week, analyze what's been going on in the News Talk Radio business of conversation. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen with the top five items on the list. The looming China trade war and tariffs in general at number five. U.S. tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports have taken effect. So now it looks like the two biggest economies, China, America, on the path to a big trade war, or is this just Trump doing what Trump does?
The art of the deal.
Negotiating, yeah. Is that what this is all about? The news media falls into this hole of, you know, everything's so serious, the world's coming to an end. The Chinese government says the White House is behaving like a gang of hoodlums. Okay, so...
Yeah, meanwhile, China's stealing everything of our intellectual secrets that they can at any given moment. Like, every single day, they are hacking into our corporate servers, stealing secrets.
They have no credibility, no ethics, no morals.
Nope, none.
None whatsoever. So this puts them on the road to what? What is it? What's gained by this?
Oh, well, I think what's gained by this is it's finally, it's Trump's way of just saying, you know what, it's over. Your whole free ride is over.
Why'd they get a free ride in the first place?
The budget deficit, because we needed them. We needed to be able to sell to them.
Who thought we needed
them? An emerging market. We needed them to be able to make cheap goods. And then they just started taking advantage of us to the point where we have a billion dollar deficit, trade deficit.
Right.
Okay? We give them $300 billion more than they give us every single year
in business,
in exchanged goods.
Yeah.
And that is not good. They own us. And not only that, when Apple or IBM or anybody sends over their plans, their plans to be able to make a new iPhone or to be able to make a new supercomputer or to be able to make a new rocket or parts or something like that, they steal it, and then they make it, and then they sell it back to us.
Well, Alibaba, that's like their whole business at this point, is just knocking off every single thing that, you know, that...
Why do you think they're called Alibaba? Everybody thought I was kidding when I...
the
story of
Alibaba,
the 40 Thieves.
Yeah.
So where do you think that name came from?
You're right.
That's where it came from.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it's got to stop, and you've got to punch them in the face, and you've got to say, it's over, it's done. And that's what Trump does. Trump is too much.
Are you a lefty or a righty? You punch him in the face. Lefty? Is it a hook or what is it, the punch in the face?
The first one's a left, followed up by the right.
Do you ever have a fist fight with anybody, Victoria?
Me?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
Well, some women have fist fights. What? Sometimes you get a
cat fight.
Well, then maybe you need to know better women, because...
could be.
No,
maybe I need
of
to know a
not.
Woman, and never mind...
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Well, aim higher than one who's been in a fist fight, okay?
Okay.
That would be my
Thank
advice
you
to you.
All right. So anyway, the trade war, and the Canadians are putting tariffs on things, too. The Mexicans threaten, too. Everybody's threatening. I think the German car makers
So what Trump's
going to
gonna try and
deal.
Do now is try and get an alliance against China with the Europeans.
Right.
And then just renegotiate. Once everybody once all this kind of comes to a head, then you go, you sit down at the table and you go, okay, you want us to relieve the tariffs? What do you give us? And then it starts from there.
Well, it all started under false pretenses. These trade deals were always lousy to begin with. All of them go back to Clinton, and I think before that even, those deals were not good. They
this
were
is
well
New York business,
conceived.
And people don't like it. People aren't used to it. People are uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
But this is a New York business dealing. And even I go, man, this could be hairy.
Yeah. Nah. But it's interesting to see how the car dealers, the German car dealers, especially car manufacturers, are dealing with it. They've said to the Americans, okay, here's our deal for you. We'll convince the German government to have no tariffs on American cars if you will take our cars without any tariffs.
Sure.
And that's the way it should be. The free enterprise system. You buy the car you want at the price that it's actually worth without these artificial add-ons,
you know,
and that's it. You're done.
Have either of you seen this? So the news is like $16 billion in tariffs being in, put into place today. Yada, yada. What about the companies? So now we're not going to be able to sell our soybeans to China, right?
That's huge for us.
It is huge.
That's
it's
a
huge.
Big deal.
It's absolutely huge. But what about the businesses that get helped? Because now all of a sudden, Americans are going to have American companies, corporations, and American consumers will now buy the goods that are made in this country.
In America.
And how? I mean, Doug, how often do you talk about American milk going to Switzerland and Asia and everything like that?
We're buying Canadian milk.
Right, because they'll pay
the
more
government
than what we... I mean...
Right, but Doug also makes the point, though, Rich, that if you buy milk from an American, let's say from Doug's farm, if Doug has milk being, you know, processed at his farm, that milk would be so much more expensive than what we would, that what we're used to buying.
What used to paying for.
But...
Yeah.
Now that you don't have to ship that milk to Asia, how can it help the consumer by buying local
milk? It's a
little
more complicated.
People won't buy
it.
If they can't afford it, they just won't buy it.
Yeah.
But the prices will go down.
The prices,
they won't, though, because Doug has talked about this before, that the cost of actually for dairy farmers to produce the milk and earn enough money to survive and keep the farm running, the cost of a gallon of milk is going to have to be so much more than what we're used to paying.
But that's not the real problem, Richie. The problem is Canadian milk. The farmers are subsidized by the government, so they make the same amount of money no matter what.
Is that the answer, then, for us?
What,
is that something
to subsidize
our dairy farmers?
That's what they're trying to do, but the farm bill has been gutted by the big city people who want to make sure that their pals that have the huge mega agribusinesses get subsidies. There's $684 billion of subsidies to people that shouldn't get a dime. And then they cut the amount of money that's supposed to go to the family farmer because they don't have as political clout as do the guys that have all the dough.
I'm just saying that there's got to be a flip side to this story, the fear-mongering on the tariffs. There's got to be a positive flip side, and nobody's paying attention to it. That's what I want to hear more about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of July 2nd to the 6th. 2018. Doug Steffen here to review the top 10 items according to the research done by the folks that run Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, a focus on sports talk radio, the World Cup, and LeBron James jumping to the Lakers, if you'll pardon the pun. Number 9, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Number 8, as you might expect, a lot of people talking about what they're doing for the 4th of July, for the 4th of July week. This week is the week more people take vacation time than any other time of the year. The Make America Great Again hat attack and the foolishness that goes along with it. What is wrong with people? I guess is my comment there. North Korea is at 6. China is at 5. Pruitt is at 4. Putin is at 3, the Supreme Court seat is 2, and immigration number 1 on the story list this week on the countdown. Scott Pruitt resigns. That's number 4 up next.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Amal Starling says a migraine is much more than a headache. It can be debilitating.
It's much more than pain. It's a neurologic disease that has light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, motion sensitivity, nausea, vomiting. There's so many components. But pain is one of the more prominent symptoms for individuals.
Dr. Starling says there is no cure for migraine, but there is a new FDA-cleared option for the acute and preventive treatment of migraine.
The device is called a single-pulse transcranial magnetic stimulation device. It is now FDA approved for the as-needed treatment of acute attacks, as well as for the preventive treatment of migraine attacks.
Dr. Starling says the device transmits a signal to the brain, reducing brain hyperexcitability. The first step, says Dr. Starling, is getting people with migraine to their healthcare provider so they can be properly diagnosed and treated. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, it's Jen from the DJV show. In the past, I used to have so much trouble sleeping. I would toss, I would turn, I'd wake up every single morning even more tired than before. And we do morning radio. We have to get a good night's sleep. Does this sound like you? I tried everything and nothing seemed to work until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual needs and now I sleep better, longer, and wake up feeling rejuvenated. MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to last. Try the world's most comfortable pillow, and I promise you'll never want to sleep with another pillow again. The best part? You can now buy one pillow and get the second one free. Yes, buy one pillow and get the second MyPillow free. Go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code DJV to take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal. This offer expires on August 1st, so don't wait. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Up now, the list of people being discussed, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. LeBron James comes in the number 10 position for obvious reasons, his movement to L.A., what he's being paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9, Angela Merkel. Number 8, Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer from Harvard. Kim Jong-un at 7, Justin Trudeau, number 6, number 5, Robert Mueller, Scott Pruitt hits the road, number 4, no loss there. The people who are running, I guess running isn't the right word, but are being suggested as the next members of the Supreme Court or member, are going through a number of people, boiled down, I think, to 3 or 4 names, actually, at this point. Vladimir Putin is number 2. When and where he's going to meet with President Trump over the next couple of weeks, discussion topic of much interest. And then Donald Trump, as you might expect, still in the number one position on the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're at number 4, the resignation of Scott Pruitt. Some people call him corrupt. I don't know whether he's corrupt or not. He's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Scandal.
He's pretty corrupt.
Well,
those investigations are going to continue. There's yeah, like 14 different things.
But all the investigations
already
into everybody just proves it becomes a political witch hunt. Nothing comes of it. We spend
this
a lot of money.
I think the guy's a moron.
This
and he
is not a witch hunt. This guy
is.
Was,
I mean, we know
guy,
that he's done.
This guy used
dipping
taxpayer money to do this.
Of course
this.
He
it's
did.
It's illegal. It's
oh,
not a
yeah
witch hunt when it's illegal.
No, it is a witch hunt in the circumstance that by the time we finish paying for the investigation, whatever comes of it will not be worth. We all know the guy was a scumbag.
Yeah.
The guy was a worthless piece of crap.
Okay,
and
so you're
now
using witch
gone
hunt that term differently then. You're using
okay
it like
maybe.
Yeah. Because when we hear witch hunt now, that's Trump saying everybody who's against him is just a witch hunt. And this
no
is that's not the case with Pruitt. This guy is a bad
he's
guy.
He's a bad guy. He's not bright, or at least he used his position to twist and turn things around. So good riddance to him. Unfortunately, the guy
that's said, I like the way he walked through the EPA and bulldozed all the regulations.
But he didn't do the
didn't
right
do,
ones,
he
Richie. He didn't get
good
rid of the right stuff.
He brought in like all the he basically got all of his friends good deals with stuff. He didn't do
yeah
any of the stuff that's
it
important.
No, and again, I speak from the farming perspective.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Number 3.
Close the EPA.
Yeah. And, well, it's certainly blended into another USDA or something. Get
right
rid of it.
Figure
no
out,
yeah,
you know, look, we need protections for
sure
our waterways. We need the drinking
but
water.
When it gets to the
chromium
point
6
that
that's
to,
in drinking water around
control
this country is poisoning people. And people
shut
don't want to. Pruitt doesn't want to talk about that. The EPA
yeah
doesn't want to talk about it because they're too busy, you know, making secret deals with secret calendars.
But you see, that's been going on. It isn't just this administration. That's been going on. It depends on who your friends are, who you make the deals
since
with.
Since Caesar.
And so, but these people are ruining a lot of businesses. There's just too much government involvement in everything.
Yes.
And that's what everybody voted
that's
for
why
Trump,
I'm saying,
hoping
right,
he's
exactly
going to get rid of them.
Go through
Ryan
every single organization in
yeah
D.C. and mow it, cut it in half. Keep the stuff that's really, really, really vital, and the stuff that's not just. And that's what the guy was doing, is just going, okay, where can we cut? And
no,
maybe he cut some of the wrong things.
Using his head, though, Richie.
That's what he said he was doing, but that's not what he was doing.
Trump and Putin are having a meeting. Does anybody know where it is yet? When is the meeting's a couple of weeks. Where
I think
are
it's
they
in the Buffalo Wild Wings in suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Going to Niagara Falls to have a romantic weekend together.
Wasn't it supposed to be in New York?
I thought there was
a rumor that it was going to be in New York.
Going to have it in his plush apartment.
No, I thought Trump was going to Europe and he was going to do it while he was there.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's what they're going
right,
to do.
Right, no.
Yeah, right. All right, so much for that. Because the same old stuff, the Russian, I'm just so tired of listening to that stuff. That's what gets me off on the Pruitt thing, Richie. It's the same old stuff. All right, number two is important, the Supreme Court seat and who gets to sit on the Supreme Court. Now, Trump said he talked to 8 people, narrowed it down to 3. Didn't I hear that? Is that what's going on?
I think he's got it down to four, but really 2 is he's got it down to like
and
the
final 2. And who are the 2? Do you know? Who the 2 are?
The only thing I know is that one of the guys worked with Ken Starr on the Clinton stuff, and so everybody's up in arms about him, so he likely won't make it.
That woman, is she out hopefully too? Whatever, I forget her name.
Amy Coney Barrett.
Surfaced, yeah. We don't want her.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So who else?
Not in the short list.
She'll be bad news.
Well, I'm supposed to meet with Pence and other White House officials and members of Congress. And
the good news is, though,
trying to decide.
Pence may not want Barrett because that's not his brand of religion. So maybe in this case, we'll be happy that Pence says something.
He should be dead on arrival. Number one this week, focus on immigration policy. There are people who want to get rid of the ICE agency. Don't know that that's going to happen.
Talk about like a disaster of an agency. It's such a mess. I agree. If people want to tear down the EPA, well, hello, you should take a look at ICE because that is a disaster.
Well,
it's a mess.
Look at all
FEMA
these agencies.
Is, oh my God,
that have no
FEMA.
Reason for them, but they're a mess. But
all
how
of
do
them.
We deal?
Take a whack at all of them. There's got to be something that some can be merged, some can be cut back, some can be gotten rid of.
FEMA's a disaster, too. No pun intended.
And the education department was never supposed to be what it has become.
Nope.
It was actually, there were a lot of people who didn't want. Didn't it get established? When was it established? During LBJ's time, I think.
Yeah, I think probably in the 50s.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, he never saw a program he didn't like. Let's get some more funding for this, that, or the other thing. All right, there it is, an overview of the top 10 stories. We got to them all, Richie, this time.
Congratulations.
Despite you and your malfeasance direction, it's 10 before the hour.
The top radio countdown.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here on the, let's just say we're going to be a reviewing section of the technology studies this past week. And our section head is Victoria Keelan, who studies all of this. So we're going to go through the top five tech stories of the week, starting with number five, Amazon. Amazing Amazon and what they have for you this week. Yes, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon had some different news this week. If you have $10,000 and you want to be your own boss, Amazon says they've got a deal for you. They started this week. You can apply to have your very own small business delivering Amazon Prime packages in Amazon-branded vans and uniforms. And so the company wants to help launch small businesses in the U.S. They're dedicated to also to veterans. They have set aside, I think, close to $1 million to specifically recruit and help military veterans become their delivery partners. And so this is kind of an interesting idea. The initial $10,000 goes to helping people start an independent business, and it has to begin with at least 5 delivery vans, and then you ramp up to 20 vans over an undisclosed period of time is sort of the way they have this deal structured. They say that the business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 in profit a year running a full-sized fleet of 40 vans and managing 100 employees. And so Amazon is now taking applications for this, logistics.amazon.com, if you want to apply for it. And they plan to bring on board hundreds of new small businesses over the next year. And essentially, what you're going to be doing is you're the final leg. So Amazon gets the packages to the nearest sorting center wherever you live. And then your vans go and pick up the packages, and you're the final delivery leg to people's front doors or in their trunks and things like that. So it's kind of an interesting idea. $10,000 for a startup is really not a lot of money either.
No.
If you want to get going to own a small business.
Okay, number four on our list, Apple and Bluetooth AirPods. This is an interesting combination.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So the AirPods that are the wireless little earbuds that you see stuck in everybody's ears, they now have an interesting new feature that will launch this fall when iOS 12 launches. You can actually use AirPods as a hearing assistance device. And so if you're someone who doesn't need to wear hearing aids all the time, but in loud, restaurants or loud environments, concerts, things like that, if you have trouble hearing, you can actually use your AirPods as in the listen live assistance mode, you can actually use them as sort of a makeshift hearing aid, and your iPhone becomes basically the microphone on your iPhone becomes the directional microphone. So if you're sitting at a table with a group of people at a loud restaurant and you can't really hear someone at the other end of the table, all you do is switch your AirPods into listen live mode, and you aim your phone at whomever is talking, and that becomes an amplification of the conversation. So it's kind of a cool feature. And if you already have the AirPods and if you have an iPhone, it's free to activate. So that'll be coming this fall.
Number three on our list of tech stories focuses on the 4th of July and how it was different in terms of fireworks or maybe other items of that drone show.
Drones had a big week, yeah. Towns in California, Colorado, and Arizona who are facing another season of drought and some are still facing active wildfires, instead of having fireworks for the 4th of July, they use drones. And so if we all remember Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime show, she had a really cool drone component. The Winter Olympics in South Korea, those choreographed drone shows were really cool. And so that's what they did this year. And so it's there are some ups and downs. You know, the drones can only fly in winds that are up to 18 miles per hour, and they're a little expensive, but I think we're going to see more of this in the future.
All right, number two, a focus on these no-good SOBs at AT&T.
Yep.
If you believed you fell for that swamp dust about the, let's put AT&T together with Time Warner, everybody would be better off. What a joke that is. Go ahead,
right,
Victoria.
Well, the prices, yeah, starting July 26th for new customers, DirecTV's prices are $5 more, and your cell phone bill is probably going to go up about $2 in administrative fees. Right.
Number one, Samsung problems.
Bad news for Samsung owners this week. Some of the devices are randomly sending your camera roll photos to your contacts without your permission and without you even knowing about it. So you have to call 1-800-SAMSUNG. They're telling everybody, let them know if you have this problem. If someone texts you back saying, hey, you sent all of your pictures to me, then make sure you call Samsung.
All right. Hello, Samsung. This is Doug Steffen. I have a problem. Your phone sucks. What do I do? 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockster. Rescuers at a Thai cave where eight boys and their soccer coach remain trapped have been awoken to cloudy skies after a night of heavy monsoon rains. Four of the soccer players were extradited on Sunday.
The first semi-official word came on the Facebook page of the Thai SEALs. The divers, who with international cave divers are actually leading the underwater evacuation, who said that first three and then a fourth wild boar had left the cave. Wild boar is the name of the soccer team the boys belong to.
It's going to take at least 4 days to get everybody out, according to officials. President Trump says he's still deciding whom to nominate for the Supreme Court, but that his pick will do a great job. He plans to make his primetime announcement Monday night. He says the process is focusing on four people, but didn't name anybody. Britain's Home Secretary has visited Amesbury and Salisbury in southwestern England, saying the risk to the public is very low despite the recent poisoning of two people exposed with deadly nerve agent. From London, we get the latest from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Sajid Javid says both towns remain open for business and urges people to visit what he calls one of the most beautiful parts of the country. Javid is the first senior official to visit the area since Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley were hospitalized in critical condition last week. Officials believe the poisoning may have been caused by exposure to the deadly nerve agent Novichok that was disposed of after the March attack on ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Detectives now urgently want to know all the spots where Sturgis and Rowley visited in Amesbury before the poisoning to help police with new leads on where the contamination might have occurred. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Read more news, get more analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it.
I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
A bold initiative south of the U.S. border. Mexico's newly elected president aims to end oil imports, mostly from the U.S., within 3 years.
Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador has bluntly stated, "The objective is that we stop buying foreign gasoline by the halfway point of my 6 years term. We're going to immediately revive our oil activity, exploration and drilling wells, so we ourselves have crude oil." He insists this is not a trade issue with the United States, but the losses, especially concerning Texas, will be massive. James Blears, Mexico.
The Japanese government says at least 100 people have died or are at least presumed dead from heavy rains, floods, and mudslides that have struck the western part of the country. The chief cabinet secretary said 68 people were unaccounted for. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A group of city councilors in Munich say they want the southern German city's main train station to have a landing pad for flying taxis.
Five city council members from the Christian Social Union Party have submitted a motion calling on rail company Deutsche Bahn to consider the space needed for flying taxis in its plans for a future redesign of the station. In their motion, they write that, quote, "It is to be expected that within a few years, technology will have advanced so far that flying taxis can be used to transport people." The party, which has a majority across Bavaria but is in opposition in the state capital's assembly, has recently been touting the idea of flying taxis as a future means of travel. Jeremy House reporting.
Former Miss America winners and state pageant officials are split over the leadership and direction of the organization, which was rocked by a 2017 scandal that led to the resignations of its top official and trustee board. More at townhall.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how long.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Canada's Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that a private university must align all of its, quote, codes of conduct with the state's or lose its accreditation. Now, this decision has essentially banned faith from the public sphere, and it will have a ripple effect across all professions and institutions. The sexual revolution has changed many foundational standards of moral and ethical norms, and now it has been legally weaponized in Canada. But here in the USA, religious freedom will be defended. Visit pji.org and obtain your free guide, The Constitution on Campus.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Ratings. Speaking of highly rated radio comedies, The Bob Hope Show consistently ranked quite high during much of its 15 years or so on radio. But like programs back then, it took the summers off. And here now is one of the comedies which filled in for it. This episode is from September 18th, 1951.
There's no mister, it's just Higgins, sir. But
National Broadcasting Company presents a new comedy series, It's Higgins, Sir, created and transcribed by Paul Harrison, and starring Harry McNaughton as Higgins. A man's home is his castle, and in the sacred precincts of his home, he is the master, monarch of all he surveys. That's the theory, at any rate. Let's join the Roberts family now and see what happens to the master in his castle.
Oh, Higgins.
Yes, Mrs. Roberts.
Higgins, has the evening paper come yet?
Yes, madam, it's right there, next to Mr. Roberts' easy chair. He likes to find it there when he comes home.
I want to cut out today's recipe.
Before Mr. Roberts reads the paper, madam?
He doesn't read the woman's page. Well, I'm going to cut the recipe out anyway. What's on the other side of it today?
On one side, madam, Miss Jane Russell. On the other, shish kebabs.
Well, he can see Jane Russell anytime.
Yes.
But a good recipe for shish kebabs is hard to find.
Really?
Hey, Mom, is it okay if I borrow this tie of Pop's for tonight? I don't have one to go with my new blue serge suit.
Oh, I don't know, dear. That's his nice new blue tie. Well, if you take extra good care of it, I don't think Daddy will mind.
Remember the tie you wore to the party 2 weeks ago, Master Thomas?
I didn't hurt Pop's tie that time.
I know, but the next time Mr. Roberts picked it up, he didn't know whether to wear it or eat it.
Oh, I'm sure that won't happen again. You go ahead and wear it, Tommy.
Okay, Mom.
Say, Mother, did you ask Daddy about the car when he called this afternoon? Pudgy and I have a date.
Oh, dear, no. I forgot to speak to him about it.
But, Mother, my date tonight.
Oh, I'm sure Daddy won't mind if you drive very carefully.
Miss Nancy, may I remind you that Mr. Roberts said he wanted to give you a driving lesson before you used the car again?
Oh, gosh, I passed the state driving test 6 months ago.
I've been driving for 15 years, and Daddy still closes his eyes every time I turn a corner.
I think you have that wrong, madam. I believe Mr. Roberts says you close your eyes. Yes.
Well, anyway, Mother gave me a lesson yesterday. She helped me with my parking.
Parking? Oh, yes, that has improved.
You saw me park last night?
Certainly. You parked and then you turned out the lights.
Oh,
yes, indeed. You parked very well. Apparently, Master Pudgy thought so, too. It was so sweet the way he congratulated you. Yes.
Boy, I wish I'd been awake. With a flashlight.
I'm going upstairs and dress. And I'll get even with you, Tommy.
That wasn't nice, Tommy.
Well, my white shirt needs a button sewed on it. Can you do it now?
Of course, dear. Where is it?
It's upstairs. Come on, I'll show you.
All right.
Oh, dear. I do hope Mr. Roberts comes home in a jovial mood. Things aren't exactly going his way today. Ah, good evening, Mr. Roberts.
Where is everybody?
Upstairs, sir. And Miss Deborah is spending the night with a friend, I believe, Miss Lucille.
Higgins, you're looking at a very lucky man.
Are you referring to your luck at the office, sir? Or your luck, such as it is, here at home?
At the office. I almost got hooked into going on a business trip with Mr. Bascom.
Mr. Bascom? Your employer, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old fuddy-duddy's going on a trip to Dewey Falls, and he wanted me to go along.
You didn't want to go, sir?
Higgins, going on a trip with Mr. Bascom is about as exciting as helping a fat lady over a barbed wire fence.
Fat lady over a barbed wire fence? Odd sort of hobby?
I was only using that as a figure of speech.
Yes, sir, figure of speech. Yes, fat lady. You prefer that type of figure, sir?
Bascom is horrible on a business trip, Higgins. For one thing, he's on a diet. Nothing but cottage cheese, crackers, and milk.
My gracious, what a dull diet. All white. How does he get color into his meals?
Oh, once in a while, when he wants to go on a tear, he dips his crackers in ketchup.
No.
Some traveling companion. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he goes to bed every night at 9:30.
My word, sir, what does he do for excitement? Oh, of course, yes, he helps fat ladies over barbed wire fences. Yes, I remember.
No, Higgins, Mr. Bascom doesn't do that. Oh, the worst part about Bascom is that going to bed at 9:30. I hate to go to bed that early.
But can't you get a room of your own, sir, in the hotel, sir?
Rent 2 rooms?
Yes.
On the expense account?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that old thrifty Bascom. A double room with bath, and I'd lie there and listen to him snore. I'd much rather be at home, my castle, where I'm the lord and master. Well, where's my paper, Higgins?
Here you are, sir.
You know, I think I'll take Mrs. Roberts to a movie tonight.
Isn't that rather a long walk, sir?
Walk?
Yes.
Who said I was going to walk? We'll just jump in the car after dinner.
Jump in the car, sir? You may have quite a long jump, sir.
Here we are. Here's the movie page.
I wouldn't go to a movie, sir.
Why not?
Haven't you heard, sir? Radio is better than ever.
Yes. Well, I... Higgins.
Yes, sir.
There's a hole in my paper.
A hole, sir? Oh, may I suggest termites?
You may, but I won't believe it. Just look at this picture of Jane Russell. There's nothing left but her feet. Where's the rest?
How do you know it's Jane Russell, sir?
I'd know those ankles anywhere. Now, who could have cut something out of this paper?
It was Mrs. Roberts, sir. She cut out a recipe for shish kebab.
Oh, that's silly. Shish kebab is just pieces of lamb stuck on a flaming sword. Who needs a recipe for that?
No, I don't know, sir, but I imagine it's quite difficult to cook a flaming sword.
Hiya, Pop.
Oh, hiya, son. Hi. Are you wearing my brand new blue tie?
Yeah. Looks good on me. Just put it on.
Take it off.
Oh, Pop, Mom said I could wear it. I'm going to a party tonight.
Take it off. I don't enjoy wearing what you eat.
But Mom said I really did say he could wear it, dear. I don't think there's anything wrong in his wearing it.
No, you wouldn't think so. It's not your tie. Do I tell Nancy she can wear your clothes? Do I invite her to wear your whatchamacallit?
Why, Philip, I haven't worn those in years.
Well, all right.
Do you mind if I leave, sir? I feel a blush coming on.
Oh, good evening, Daddy.
Oh, good evening, Nancy.
Could I have the keys, Daddy?
Keys? What keys?
For the car. Gee, didn't Mother tell you?
No, dear. I just this minute came downstairs.
I'm planning on using the car this evening, Nancy. I want to go to a movie tonight.
Oh, but Daddy, all the kids are going with me. I've already called and told them I had the car.
Well, you'll just have to call your friends and tell them you don't have the car.
Now, Philip, we don't need to go to a movie tonight. We have other plans for this evening. And besides, Nancy isn't to blame. I told her she could have the car.
Well, I certainly get consulted about things around here. Tommy takes my ties, Nancy takes my car. People cut big holes in my evening paper. Now, will someone be good enough to tell me one single advantage I have in being the so-called head of the family?
Oh, yes, sir. You're the first one to use the bathroom in the morning, sir.
And just how did I get this advantage?
You locked the bathroom door at night and slept with the key under your pillow.
Exactly.
Oh, dear, I forgot. The Millers are picking us up after dinner for an evening of canasta.
Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Canasta?
Yes.
With the Millers?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to shoot myself. Elizabeth, you know very well I can't stand the Millers. Why didn't you tell me about it when I came home so that I could go back to the office?
Now, dear, you always fuss about going out, and then you end up by enjoying yourself.
Oh, those Millers. Jim Miller with one blue eye and one brown eye. And Alice Miller always knitting sweaters for him. Half blue and half brown to match his eyes.
My word, one blue eye and one brown eye, sir. My word, can you imagine one eye looking at the other and saying, I say, stranger, what are you doing in this man's head?
Well, excuse me, dear, but the children have to finish dressing. Come on, Tommy and Nancy. And Philip, you'd better come along and get dressed, too.
Hey, get dressed, get... Don't even bother to tell me what they're going to do. Oh, don't worry about old Pop. No. He'll go along with the gag. They walk over me just as though I'm a doormat.
Doormat, sir? Do you think they'd catch the sarcasm, sir, if you had a shaggy sweater made for yourself with the word welcome written right across the chest?
No, I don't. And I won't lie down in front of the door to make my point either. But I will do something to teach Mrs. Roberts a lesson.
You will, sir?
Yes, sir. Something to make her realize she can't go ahead and make social engagements for me without asking.
Yes, sir, these Miller people sound even duller than Mr. Bascom.
Mr. Bascom. That's it. Bascom.
Bascom?
Yeah, that's the solution, Higgins. Oh, Higgins, your brain is as sharp as a tack.
Sharp as a tack, sir? Sharp as a tack, I must warn my barber. He might stab himself.
Yes, I'll show Mrs. Roberts I run my own affairs. I'll tell her. Hello. Hello, Mr. Bascom. Yes, this is Phil, huh? Say, I've been thinking it over, and, I've decided to go to Dewey Falls with you. Oh, yes, sir, the good of the business comes first. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Bascom. Yes. Yeah. All right. Yes, sir, the usual double room. Yes, sir, I'll pick up a pint of cottage cheese. Yes, sir, I'll meet you at 11:30 at the station. Goodbye.
Well, I say, aren't you clever, sir? That will show Mrs. Roberts that you're the master of your own fate.
Yes, sir. Yes. Now let's see her drag me off to the Millers. I'll show them who's the head of this house.
Phil, dinner will be ready in a moment.
Oh, Elizabeth, I have something I want to tell you. I forgot to tell you. Well, you know how that is, dear. Oh.
Hello? Oh, hello, Alice.
It's the Millers, dear.
What? Jim doesn't want to play Canasta tonight. Oh, I see. He'd rather go to the movies? Yeah. Which picture? Jane Russell's new one.
They want to go see her?
Oh,
picture?
Yes. I think Phil will love it. Oh. All right. Pick us up about 8:30. Yes. Goodbye.
They don't want to play cards? They want to go to the movies, huh?
Yes. Now, aren't you sorry you got so excited about going out tonight? And about the car? They're picking us up and driving us to the theater.
Well, sir, which is it to be, Jane Russell or cottage cheese?
Higgins, stop it.
What was it you wanted to tell me, dear? You said it was something you forgot.
Oh, yes. Elizabeth, I should have told you sooner, but I'm leaving tonight on a business trip with Mr. Bascom.
Another business trip? Oh, Phil.
Well, you see...
You're always running off on a business trip.
Well, you see...
Now, how long have you known about this?
Well, I didn't tell...
Why didn't you tell me when you came home?
Well, dear, I...
The idea of letting me make plans and then spoiling them with a business trip.
Well, dear,
well, why don't you answer me?
Yes. Well, it's my job, dear. After all, which is more important in a case like this, my job or your social engagement?
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I suppose you're right. Oh, this is so embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I hope this is a lesson to you, Elizabeth.
Well, it certainly is. Well, I'll call the children to dinner.
I'd better help her, sir.
You and your ideas.
My ideas?
Yes. So the trip with Mr. Bascom wasn't as dull as spending an evening with the Millers, huh? That's what you said.
Yes, sir. You said my brain was as sharp as a tack, sir.
I was mistaken. I meant the size of the head of a tack.
Oh.
Now I'll miss seeing that Jane Russell movie, and I'll have to take that dull trip.
Well, sir, you did teach Mrs. Roberts that lesson, sir. And remember, you can't have your cake and eat it too, sir. Not even cheesecake.
You're listening to It's Higgins, Sir, and we'll be back with more right after this.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff
for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Now back to Mr. Roberts' business trip with It's Higgins, Sir, on When Radio Was.
Let me see how you look before you go, Tommy.
Oh, he looks very handsome, madam. A lot like Mr. Roberts.
That's because he's wearing my new blue tie. Now, be careful of it, will you, Tommy, please?
I'll be careful, Pop. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye,
have
dear.
Have a good time.
When do you leave for your train, dear?
Now, don't rush me, Elizabeth. Don't rush me.
The Millers certainly were disappointed when I told them.
Well, how do I look, everybody?
Just beautiful, dear, beautiful.
Here are the keys to the car, Nancy, and be careful, please. When you pass the dress shop on Maple Street and look at the hats in the window, remember, there's a telephone pole on each side of the street.
I didn't hit either telephone pole. I didn't even come close. I hit that new fire hydrant. It's a menace.
Yeah, that new fire hydrant's been there for 3 months, dear.
It may be new to Mrs. Roberts, sir. She's never hit it before.
The fire department didn't have any business putting it there. And something's got to be done about it.
Yeah, well, good night, Nancy, dear.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Miss Nancy.
Yes, good night, everybody.
Didn't they both look nice, Philip?
Yeah. Yeah, kids like that make a man proud to be a father.
Oh, yes, sir. How I envy you, Mr. Roberts. Living here with you for the past few months has made me wish that I had a family. If there were only some way I could do it, sir.
There's only one way. The hard way. Well, I better get my bag.
I don't think I'll stay up. All this excitement has given me a headache.
Yes, you go to bed, dear. I'll get off without any trouble.
I'll be in my room. And if I'm asleep when you go, goodbye, dear. And have a nice time with Mr. Bascom.
Yes. Such irony. Nice time with Mr. Bascom, she says.
I'll go up and pack your bag, sir. Yes, I'll pack it. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll turn on the radio.
Dance music from Meadowside. Here now is the latest news. Mayor Blandspan announced late tonight that the new fire hydrant on Maple Street would be removed in response to complaints from the Women's Club chairman, Mrs. Philip Roberts. A check with the police department this evening reveals that a prowler was arrested at Main and Whistle Boulevard, trying to break and enter a drugstore. He told the police he was a Giant fan and was trying to find an aspirin. The police gave him an aspirin.
Prowler. A prowler. Oh, what an idea. Now, if there was a prowler outside the house, and Liz knew about it, she wouldn't let me go off on the train with Bascom tonight. Bascom would understand, and Liz would be so scared she'd insist I stayed home. Now, let's see. My hat, brimmed down and pulled over my face. Now, this old top coat. My galoshes. Can't tell footprints with these on. And now this screwdriver. I'll pry out a couple of windows and really make this look good. Oh, brother. Is the ground wet here on the flower beds? Ooh, the ideas I get when my fertile, diabolical brain gets going. There. Now to pry around this window a bit. Have to make this look realistic.
Is that you, Higgins?
Yes, madam.
Are you going to your room now?
Yes, madam. I packed Mr. Roberts' bag.
You know, Higgins, when Mr. Roberts went on business trips, I used to be afraid. But I'm not anymore. It's really a pleasure to have you here. I feel so safe.
I'm so glad, madam.
What was that?
Do woodpeckers peck at night, madam?
That's someone outside. Higgins.
Yes, madam.
I'm scared.
But you said you felt so safe with me around.
What if that's a prowler? I heard about one on the radio tonight.
Prowler, madam, outside our house? He wouldn't dare. But he did. I shall phone the police immediately, sir.
Hurry,
yes,
Higgins.
Madam, yes.
Tell them to hurry or we'll all be killed.
There. Yeah, those windows look tampered with now. Yes, sir. And plenty of footprints in the flower beds next to the house. Now to fix up the other side of the house. Now, Bascom will go to Dewey Falls alone tonight, and I'll have the best excuse in the world. A wife that's afraid to be in the house alone. Now, here's the dining room window. And poor Higgins, he'll think the prowler's after the Queen Anne Silver Service. That fixes that window. Now, into the back door. Oh, that darn car shining that spotlight over here. Spotlight? Holy mackerel, it's the police, and they're after me! Oh, no. Get the hat and coat off, quick. The galoshes and lie down, quick.
Oh, you're the police. How do you do? So glad you've come. Oh, yes, we heard a prowler. That's why I rang you up.
Oh, he fouled things up for me anyway. Oh, what a talent he has.
Oh, you saw him then, and you took a shot at him. Oh, yes, I'm sure he didn't come in the house. You see, I've been here all the time. Yes, right over here in the closet.
Oh. They shot at me. I thought it was a car backfiring. I'll kill that, Higgins.
Thank you, yes. Mrs. Roberts would appreciate it if you kept an eye on the house. Thank you very much. Good night.
Oh, Higgins.
Mr. Roberts. Wait till you hear what happened.
Oh, what did happen? Tell me all about it.
Didn't you hear the noise, sir?
No, I didn't. I fell sound asleep. As a matter of fact, I'm glad I woke up. I might have missed my train.
You know what, sir? We had a prowler, sir. A prowler. I called the police.
A prowler? In our yard?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Roberts and I heard the noise upstairs.
Oh, must have been an amateur prowler.
The police say they took a shot at him. Yes. Oh, your hat and coats are on the floor. Allow me to hang them up. Oh, dear me.
What's the matter?
Oh, your hat, sir.
Huh?
There's a hole in it. See here, sir, I'm poking my finger right through the hole.
Oh. A hole through my hat?
Mr. Roberts, sir, you're as white as a sheet.
A hole in my hat? Oh. Oh, Higgins. Higgins, a moth made that hole. That's it, moths.
Took rather a large bite, didn't it, sir?
Well, I can't go with Bascom now, Higgins. Mrs. Roberts wouldn't hear of it. I'll just have to call him and cancel it. He'll understand.
Yes.
Higgins, did the police catch him? The prowler? I heard them shoot at him. He isn't dead, is he?
Elizabeth, please, don't bring up such gruesome subjects.
Oh, Phil, I was scared to death. He was actually trying to break in our house.
Oh, yes, madam, no doubt about it. I saw the scoundrel myself from the dining room window.
What?
Yes, sir.
Well, what did he look like, huh?
Well, he was a huge man, very large, sinister looking.
Look like a monster.
Oh.
Oh, Higgins, please, stop.
Stop it, Higgins. Can't you see you're scaring Mrs. Roberts?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, sir. Did I frighten you too, sir?
Well, for a moment, but who's afraid of a monster?
Yes.
Oh, Phil, you just can't go now. You'll have to call Mr. Bascom and tell him you can't go.
Why, certainly, dear. I wouldn't think of leaving now.
I just couldn't stand being here without you.
Why, of course, dear. I'm needed here to protect you and the children.
The children are all out, sir.
Well, they'll need protection when they get home.
Oh, you're the master now, sir.
Oh, Phil, I'm so glad you hadn't left yet.
Nothing Bascom could say or do now would make me go with him. No, sir. He couldn't make me go. I'll get it, Higgins. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Bascom. I was just going to call you.
Now, you tell him you're not going.
What, sir? You have indigestion. What happened? Oh, dear. Yes, I know how bad you must feel. Imagine that store selling you cottage cheese with chives in it. What? You can't go, and you want me to go alone with an unlimited expense account? Oh, but Mr. Bascom...
Tell him, Philip.
Yes, darling. No, not you, Mr. Bascom. My wife. Oh, I have to go, huh? It's so important you must insist. Yeah. Orders. Dewey Falls or else. Yes, sir. All right, sir. Good night. And remember, Mr. Bascom, don't take too much bicarbonate. Remember how it makes your eyes bulge. Good night.
Good. You didn't tell him.
I tried, Liz. You heard. It's a very important trip.
I gather from your masterful tone, sir, Mr. Bascom isn't going.
That's just it. The firm depends on me, Higgins. I can't let Bascom down now. He's sick. He's got indigestion.
Well, I won't have it. You can't go. I'll call Mr. Bascom myself.
Look, Liz, he was pretty strong about it. I go or else it's my job. He'll fire me if I don't go.
Well, which is more important, the safety of your family or your job?
There I go again.
Pardon me for putting in, sir, but I believe I have a solution, sir.
What is it? And you'd better be sure I'm going to like this idea. So far today, you're batting zero.
Well, Mrs. Roberts, sir, could go with you.
Higgins, you're at bat and you just hit a foul ball.
Higgins, that's a very sweet idea.
Oh.
I like it. Phil and I haven't been on a trip without the children since our honeymoon.
Oh, yes, and I can imagine that they'd be a nuisance on a trip like that.
Oh, it's a fine idea, Phil. I think you should thank Higgins for it.
Yes, dear. Thank you, Higgins. I'll see you later.
You're welcome, sir. It was a real pleasure.
Well, I'll get ready right away. Mr. Bascom won't mind a bit, and I can use his train reservation.
Yes, dear. Higgins?
Sir?
Higgins, do you know what you've done to me this evening?
Oh, yes, sir. I've enjoyed every minute of it, sir.
Higgins, there wasn't any prowler outside.
There wasn't?
No, I was the prowler.
Oh, I knew that, sir. The hole in your hat. And I saw you run around the house.
What? You knew all the time?
Oh, no. Not when I called the police, sir. But I did when they arrived.
All right. Now you know. I did it because I wanted a good reason to stay home. Something good to convince Bascom I shouldn't go.
Oh, it was a very clever idea, sir. Yes, indeed. I'm only sorry we heard you, and I telephoned for the police.
The police scared me to death.
Mm.
That wasn't bad enough, but when I get a chance to go on the trip alone and with an unlimited expense account, you had to suggest that Mrs. Roberts go with me.
Well, I'd rather thought that was clever of me, sir.
Oh, it was. Very clever.
But you don't understand, sir. Don't you see, now that Mrs. Roberts is going on the trip with you, she can't admit that she knew that you were the prowler.
She knew that I was the prowler, too?
Oh, yes, sir. You see, Mr. Roberts, you still have the screwdriver you used in your hand.
What?
And your muddy galoshes are right there on the floor.
Holy mackerel.
Of course. Now that she's going with you, she'll never be able to mention it.
Oh, Higgins, I don't know what to say.
Oh, let's see, sir. You might repeat that remark you made about the tack.
All right, I will. Higgins, your brain is as sharp as a tack.
Yeah, that's the one, sir. Yes.
Hiya, Pop. Hi, Higgins. Boy, what a party. I'm so full of ice cream, I jingle like a good humor truck when I walk.
The tie looks in perfect shape, Master Thomas.
Yep. Here you are, Pop. Not a spot on it. I took it off when I ate.
Boy, you should see my shirt.
Thank you for taking such good care of my tie, Tommy. Now, your mother and I are leaving for a short business trip to Dewey Falls. Higgins will stay here with you.
Okay. Have a good trip, Pop.
Thanks.
I better get up to bed.
Good night, Tommy.
You see, sir, your fears about the tie were pointless.
Hello, Daddy. I'm home early. Pudgy was just impossible. He's so stupid.
Well, what did he do now?
We went for a ride in the park to look at the moon hanging over the lake, and he had to go home.
What for?
Well, he was sitting there with his mouth hanging open, and a big moth flew in and choked him.
My word, rather a busy night for moths, isn't it?
Too bad it wasn't a bat. Nancy, your mother and I are going on a business trip to Dewey Falls tonight. Just for a day or two.
Oh, well, have a nice time, Daddy. Oh, the car's in the garage and in perfect condition.
Oh.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night, dear, and thank you for the car.
Well, Mr. Roberts, sir, there's your other worry all straightened out. And you'll have a lovely trip with Mrs. Roberts to look forward to, sir.
Yes.
What a romantic idea indeed.
Huh?
A second honeymoon. Just the two of you together, sir. Oh, do make it a lovely trip, sir. Your cozy hotel suite. Soft lights, low music, dinner for two. Doesn't it sound lovely?
Oh, yes, Higgins. Yes, it does.
No man was ever henpecked under those circumstances, sir.
Oh, Higgins, I think I'm going to enjoy this trip.
Yes, sir, a second honeymoon. How I envy you, Mr. Roberts.
Oh, Higgins, you're so romantic. Why didn't you ever get married?
Oh, I was in love once, sir, yes, sir. She was lovely.
Well, why didn't you get married?
Oh, I waited and waited, but she never asked me.
This has been It's Higgins, Sir, a new comedy series starring Harry McNaughton, with Vinton Hayworth and Vera Allen as Mr. and Mrs. Roberts. It's Higgins, Sir, is directed and transcribed by Paul Harrison and written by Rick Bullard. This is Lionel Rico speaking.
From September 18, 1951, It's Higgins, Sir, which would wrap up the following week after airing as a summer replacement for The Bob Hope Show. A decade later, it would be retooled for television and ran for a single season with the title Our Man Higgins, starring Stanley Holloway as the title character. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, I'll share with you a Gracie for President episode from the Burns and Allen Show. It begins right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and a smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to Quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Tolliver. All of you. You're coming.
I can't see. No.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, sister. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster. Oh.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
If you just ran out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If you're about to run out of ink, Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. If the last thing you can afford is to run out of ink, your local Staples has your ink in stock and priced low. We're so sure you'll find your ink or toner in stock that if you don't, you get it for $10 off and delivered free. Always in stock, always priced low. Your local Staples store is your ink and toner authority.
Applies to ink and toner regularly stocked in store only. One $10 discount per customer.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, in time for a little politicking. 1940 was an election year in the U.S. of A., and the stakes were high. The nation was slowly emerging from the Great Depression, and war was raging in Europe. White House resident Franklin Delano Roosevelt was facing a challenge from all sides, namely his estranged vice president, John Nance Garner, and Republican frontrunner, Wendell Willkie. All of a sudden, a new and unlikely challenger tossed her hat into the ring. That's right, her hat. As Gracie Allen accepted the nomination atop the surprise party ticket. Sure, it was all pretend, but it achieved its goal of growing the ratings for her radio series. The episode we have aired right after her political convention held in Nebraska. It's her May 22nd of 1940.
Hello, Shin, my friends. The Heinz Honey and Almond Cream Program.
Hooray! Hope for breaking! Hope for breaking! She's the best little shipper in the land! Hope for crazy, hope for crazy. Won't you please give this little girl a hand?
Starring George Burns and Heinz Honey, Gracie Allen, with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
So hope for crazy.
A 100 million strong. That's right, you can't go wrong.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Well, boys, we're back in Hollywood after the convention in Omaha, and what a time we had.
Oh, yes, wasn't it a wonderful reception?
Oh, yes. Do you realize, Gracie, there were about 100,000 people on the street and in the station to greet you?
Hmm. What about the one man that said hello to me?
Yeah, weren't you thrilled?
You said it.
You know, I love those torchlight parades and thousands of girls throwing kisses at me. Oh, that's...
Gesundheit, Gesundheit.
Yeah, so what a kick I got, Gracie, when I saw you riding down the main street with a police escort,
yeah,
and Mayor Butler of Omaha sitting on your right hand, and Governor Cochran sitting on your left hand.
Oh, well, yeah, you see, it was cold, and I forgot my gloves.
Well, that covers that. Did you ever see so many people in your life, Bubbles?
No, and it was the first time I ever saw a crowd bigger than I am.
Gracie, that was a beautiful dress you wore when you made your acceptance speech.
Well, I had it made especially for my campaign.
Had a pretty low cut back.
Well, I'm not like the other candidates. I believe in coming right out in the open.
Well, at least you were showing plenty of backbone.
Well, I'll tell you. I nearly didn't wait, George. You know, I never saw so many people in one place in my life, I'll tell you. The congestion was awful, and boy, what a time I had parking.
Well, now, you know, I never have trouble parking, Truman. I usually have trouble after I park, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
You see, when I'm out driving with a boy, we just pick a spot, pull up the brake, and clutch.
Frank, by the way, what happened to you the night of Gracie's convention?
Oh, I was out all evening with a very cute girl, and did we have fun?
I see. You don't bother with convention.
No, that's why we had so much fun.
I get it.
You know, George, my biggest thrill was to be made honorary mayor of Boys Town.
That was a thrill.
But you know, I was surprised. I couldn't find Mickey Rooney there.
Hmm. Well, maybe Boys Town didn't take up his option.
Yeah, oh, don't be silly. He's too big to wear options.
Oh, yes.
Just looking at those boys, Gracie, reminded me of my childhood.
You mean the awkward age?
When you look kind of funny and the girls won't go with you. Starts at 13, you know.
When is it over?
I don't know, but I hope soon.
Mine is coming to an end next year.
Oh, I say, Gracie, I'm sorry I had to fly to San Francisco after the broadcast and missed your acceptance speech.
Ah, Ray, it was beyond description. Simply breathtaking. Thousands of people, 10 bands, whoa, people cheering delegates from all over the country.
Oh, yes, and when Raymond D. McGrath made the nominating speech, I'll never forget it, Ray. His words are still ringing in my ears. And when he said...
More of this episode from Burns and Allen is coming up right after we take a short break.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
To George Burns and Gracie Allen on When Radio Was.
Let's speak of the qualifications of our candidate for this high office. Everyone knows the qualifications which she possesses, and knowing them are for her anyway. And so, because of these things which I have said, and because of many things which I have not said, and because of the Omaha Chamber of Commerce, and because this is the time designated for me to do so, and because I have to get back to my peanut wagon, I hereby nominate for President of the United States, Gracie Allen. And now, the roll call of the states. States of Alabama. States of California. States of New York. States of Nebraska. States of confusion.
Now that the cheers are dying down, we're about to hear the acceptance speech of our candidate, the Honorable Gracie Allen.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the surprise party, citizens of Omaha, and friends, I want to thank you for nominating me your candidate for president. As I look around here in this coliseum and see thousands of trusting, believing faces shining up at me with love and respect, tears come to my eyes. And you know why? My girdle's killing me. If I'm elected next November, and it's bound to come, it usually does, comes right after October, I'll be the first lady president that this country has ever had. This campaign of mine hasn't been easy. My opponents have given me plenty of worry. But I said to myself, Grace, I always call myself Grace when I'm talking to myself. I said, Grace, be like a tea kettle. When you're up to your neck in hot water, continue to sing. You see, when you sing like a tea kettle, you can also let off steam at the same time. If you've listened to my opponents, you will have to admit that they have been very outspoken. And I'm the one who outspoke them. Their attacks have only made me all the prettier. The mud that they threw turned out to be beauty clay. I've been in the library in Congress time and time again, and I want to tell you that it's a shame. There isn't a good love story in the place. The newspapers have asked me what I think of the little man. Well, I think they're cute. The reason we need a woman in the presidential chair is to pave the way for other political jobs for women, such as lady senators and lady congressmen. Anybody knows that a woman is much better than a man when it comes to introducing bills into the House. Now, just look at all the famous women in history. The mother of Julius Caesar was a woman. Napoleon's wife was a woman. Why, half of the married people in the United States are women. Naturally, there are candidates running in opposition to me. Now, I have been in the city of Omaha only 3 days, and I kissed Mayor Butler twice. Can my opponents match that? Some people say to me, don't count your chickens before they're hatched, Gracie. You haven't been elected yet. Of course, there is a remote possibility of that. But should such a thing happen, I'll say what Mr. Dionne said to the nurse when she told him that he was the father of quintuplets. I demand a recount. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for nominating me. Be true to yourself by being true to the surprise party. Stick with us until we get to Washington. Remember the banana. When it leaves the bunch, it gets skinned.
Well, Gracie, I'm certainly sorry I couldn't stay in Omaha to hear that speech.
Yeah, and Ray, the night of the convention, a very funny thing happened to me. I tried to get into the Coliseum, but they didn't know who I was, so they threw me out of the back door.
So I told them who he was.
That's right. And they invited me in again.
Threw him out the front door.
That's right.
How would you like to get a dollar's worth of hand lotion for only 49 cents? Well, that's exactly what you get in the Heinz Honey and Almond Cream Special. Only 49 cents for the big dollar-sized Heinz. What a price and what a lotion. Heinz Honey and Almond Cream brings extra creamy, extra soothing comfort to your dry, rough hands. And it's cooling to sunburned skin, too. This big money-saving Heinz special is selling fast, so hurry. Save half price now on Heinz big dollar size. Why, even at its regular price, it contains over twice as much lotion as the regular 50-cent bottle. And with this 49-cent Heinz autograph special, you also get a Gracie Allen autograph. It's on the bottle and it's detachable. Get Heinz 49-cent special tonight and use Heinz regularly for softer, prettier hands. Remember, the big dollar bottle of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream is on sale for 49 cents for a limited time only.
The first half of a Gracie for President episode from Burns and Allen, originally broadcast on May 22nd, 1940. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and I will provide a little updated history of the product Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, and also wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tickle the Ivories with MusicRewind.com and the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories, a 3-CD compilation of 60 easy listening and classical piano favorites.
enjoy the most popular timeless songs played by top pianists such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, Nat King Cole, Oscar Peterson, Liberace, Carmen Cavallaro, George Shearing, and many more. Essential collection of golden piano memories today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code PIANO67. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless piano hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code PIANO67 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to order golden piano memories now. Remember, PIANO67 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices, not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Burns and Allen Show sponsor Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Created in the 1870s, the product would fade away sometime in the 1960s, most likely when its parent company was purchased by Sterling Drugs. Today, though, you can find lots of promotional products, posters, and the like.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And they sponsored the soap opera Stella Dallas and Young Widder Brown, as well as the primetime series, The Mole Mystery Theater. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, remember to visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.